with this new thing called Home Group, I'm connected to everything in my house. Music, pictures, printers, and my kid's laptop. So just a couple of clicks and bam, I have access to all my files. I'm a PC and that's how it's done.
Their narrow Senate control now have to come to grips with two key senators deciding not to seek re-election. CBS's Peter Mayer joins us live with the story and what it all means.
It means a 1-2 punch to the Democrats. Steve Connecticut's Christopher Dodd and North Dakota's Byron Dorgan will leave the Senate next year. CBS News chief political consultant Mark Ambinder predicts a political chain reaction.
You're probably going to see in the next several weeks other key Democrats retire. The more Democrats retire, the more chances Republicans have of picking up open seats in an off-year election.
Even these two retirements make it even more unlikely that Democrats can hold on to the 60 votes needed to break Republican filibusters. That would complicate President Obama's agenda. Adding to the Democrats' pain today, Colorado Governor Bill Ritter, seen as a rising star in the party, won't seek a second term. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says he's hearing two administration officials could lose their jobs because of the security lapses surrounding the Christmas Day terror attempt after a vow from the president that security breakdowns won't be tolerated.
At his meeting with cabinet members and intelligence chiefs, President Obama told them they can't afford to fail again.
We need our intelligence, homeland security, and law enforcement systems, and the people in them to be accountable and to work as intended, collecting, sharing, integrating, analyzing, and acting on intelligence as quickly and effectively as possible to save innocent lives. Not just most of the time, but all of the time.
Dan Revive, CBS News, the White House.
Overseas, Slovak authorities are apologizing for putting bomb parts in the luggage of a passenger who had no idea this was part of a security test. The bag made it through two airports, but later the passenger was arrested in Ireland, then released after the Slovaks revealed what was going on. In Yemen, a dangerous front now in the war on terror, CBS's Tuula Vlahu says security forces have rounded up three suspected al-Qaeda militants wounded in a raid.
One of them appears to be a high-ranking member of al-Qaeda, and he is considered to be the person behind the threats that led to several foreign embassies closing earlier in the week.
In northwest Pakistan, two suspected U.S. drone missile strikes are blamed for at least four deaths. President Obama has just told key members of Congress he wants fast action on a final health care reform bill. The hope now is to get a bill on his desk before the State of the Union next month. Leaders say the House will work off the Senate's version in an effort to get a compromise. Politico's Chris Freitas says it'll be a process controlled by the Democrats.
Republicans are hopping mad about this. They believe Democrats are breaking campaign promises to run the most transparent and open government in the history of the country. They look at this as a way for Democrats to push through an unpopular proposal.
From the Canadian border to the Gulf of Mexico, no let up to the bone-chilling cold. The early show's Dave Price is in Bismarck, North Dakota, where it's 7 degrees.
It feels like 7 below, and the snow continues here. The roads are a mess, and blowing snow and icy roads are going to be a problem all day here.
I'm Pete Combs in Atlanta. Janet Ward at Atlanta Watershed Management says there are so many water main breaks because of the bitter cold weather that her department is in siege mode.
There's really no way you can prepare for weather like this because this is just so unusual.
Waterline breaks from the unusual cold snap have forced the closure of roads.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind the plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Byron Dorgan quits the United States Senate. Made that announcement yesterday. Chris Dodd is stepping down today. At least they're not running for re-election. Two big losses for Democrats, for the Senate, and for the American people. What's going on? Why are Democrats running away from the fight? Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, January 6, 2010. Good to see you today. And thank you for being part of the program. It is the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our perch here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., right in the middle of the action on health care, right in the middle of the action on the big shakeup in our national security apparatus and intelligence gathering network. Right in the middle of anything else happening here in the country or wherever news is being made, we report it, and then we give you a chance to talk about it. 866-55-PRESS, our toll-free number. 866-55-7737. Thanks for being along again today for our discussion of the big issues of the day and where we think we ought to be heading as a party, as a country, as a people. We've got it covered here and also on the website, bringing you the latest videos or articles, my latest column about opinion polls. I'll have another column posted tomorrow. You can find it all at our website, BillPressShow.com. And also yesterday's White House report and today's White House report also up at BillPressShow.com. We remind you also, while you're at the website, you really want to be sure that you pick up every bit of the show, never miss anything, whether you're out of the car or out of the house, miss a particular interview or you want to listen to it again. The way to do so, of course, is to have your own podcast subscription to the Bill Press Show. That way you can download it, the show on iTunes and listen to all of it or any part of it anytime you want. Follow the link for that on the website at BillPressShow.com. Team Press, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning.
Hello there.
Bill.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Ready to go.
Oh, absolutely.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Did you see the news? I mean, we just heard from Marty down in Lecanto, Florida. 28 degrees in Florida?
Yeah.
I mean,
That's a little out of the ordinary.
That's rough, man.
But yeah. I don't see about why, you know, I mean, here it's like 25 degrees outside. It's winter. It's supposed to be cold.
No, but two-thirds of the country is experiencing.
Yeah, that's not the story.
That's
we're
not
cold.
The story that we're cold. The story is that Alabama and Mississippi and Florida. And unusual cold spells, even. I just saw today, St. Louis is going to be like below freezing. I'm not below freezing, I'm sorry, like below zero or something.
Yeah.
For the first time, you know, recorded history or something like that. Yeah, these are
cold.
These are, this is a.
Throw on a jacket.
It's a big deal, especially for Florida, because of the produce stuff. I mean, you know, all these
citrus
especially, yeah. And if these crops, you know, don't make it through the winter, then
prices go up.
Prices go up, and
so yeah, bundle up and and it's still don't conclude from this that there's no problem with global warming. that's what a lot of people some on the other side try to do. All right, hey, Michael Steele. You've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. Best thing that ever happened to Democrats is Michael Steele being elected as the chairman of the Republican Party. He's been stepping in it again. Last night he was on Sean Hannity's show. He's up in New York, seems to be making all the TV appearances. And again, politically correct Michael Steele is not. He was asked by Sean Hannity last night, what about Republicans having to move to the middle?
There are those that are saying that for the Republican Party to be successful, they've got to, quote, be more moderate.
That's what's gotten us into trouble when we walked away from principle. Our platform is one of the best political documents that's been written in the last 25 years. Honest engine on that.
Oh. Bobby Jindal did not appreciate that remark, I understand. No. Politically, we don't use that phrase.
Honest engine.
Anymore, but.
God.
You know, he's a loose cannon, as you proved also yesterday morning. He was one with Meredith Vieira, who asked him about, rumors that people still pushing for him to step aside.
You know, you're 1 year into a 2-year term. A lot of people thought that you'd be toast by now.
Of course.
What happened?
Well, brother's still here.
Brother's still here.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Right.
Pleasure to see you, Chairman.
And I hope brother stays. I hope he does. It's going to be fun running in 2010 with Michael Steele out there. Michael Steele, by the way, told Sean Hannity last night, too, that there is no way Republicans are going to regain control of the United States House of Representatives this year. So, at least he knows reality. Hey, it's 12 minutes after the hour. Congressman Eric Massa from New York joining us a little bit later. And big question, when are heads going to start rolling because of what happened on Christmas Day, that big screw-up? But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other stuff to mention at the water cooler today. Annie Leibovitz has made one of the smartest financial decisions in a very long time, and she's got Tiger Woods to thank. The famous photographer has had huge debt problems of late, but the New York Post reports her photos of Tiger that appear in February's Vanity Fair very much help her financial situation. She worked with Tiger 4 years ago on this photo shoot. She dug up 7 photos, sold them to the magazine for a huge sum.
Very smart move. Yeah, including the cover of Tiger with his shirt off and a stocking cap on. I'm sure a photo he would not pose for today.
3D TV, ESPN, and Discovery Channel announcing they are creating the industry's first 3-dimensional TV networks. The Sports Network will launch this upcoming summer and Discovery's next year. ESPN is expected to air at least 85 live sporting events in 3D in its first year.
Whoa. So you're watching TV and you've got to wear glasses?
And it'll be like you're on the field.
Well, not quite. I wouldn't go that far. But, you got to put glasses on to watch, and they think this is going to sell?
Absolutely.
Do you have to have a special TV, or does it work on any TV?
I think it'll work on any HD TV.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think so. Otherwise, it'd be too expensive of a venture.
Sure. It's going to bomb.
I think so. I can't imagine this working out.
Green Day is headed to Broadway. New York Times says the musical American Idiot, based on the band's massively successful 2004 album, opens in April at the St. James Theater. The book for the show was written by frontman Billy Joe Armstrong and Michael Mayer. He's also the director. American Idiot, of course, serves as the Bill Press Show theme song.
There we go. We're going to Broadway.
Off to Broadway.
All right. I've always wanted to play Broadway. We ought to be there for the opening.
Absolutely. I think so.
Yeah, let's make a point of that. Well, at the White House briefing yesterday, talked a lot about C-SPAN. We talked about a lot about that in the last hour. We'll get into that with Congressman Eric Massa a little bit later in this hour as well. In addition to C-SPAN, most of the focus on at the briefing yesterday, which was the first press briefing for 2010, focused on the attempted terrorist attack on that Northwest Delta Airlines on Christmas Day over Detroit. President Obama also focused on that yesterday, meeting with his national security advisors for a 2-hour meeting in the Situation Room, after which the president came out in the grand foyer of the White House and talked about what their investigation had into what went wrong what they had discovered. But first, making the point that there's no doubt about it, this is a reminder that there are people that hate us and will do anything to do us harm.
As we saw on Christmas, Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies will stop at nothing in their efforts to kill Americans.
And as to what happened, the president pointed out again, you know, the problem was not that we didn't have any intelligence. The problem was, you know, we didn't do what we should have done with it.
This was not a failure to collect intelligence. It was a failure to integrate and understand the intelligence that we already had.
And again, the president said, as he had first said in Hawaii a couple of days after the incident, he's not covering this up. He's not denying the whole system broke down.
When a suspected terrorist is able to board a plane with explosives on Christmas Day, the system has failed in a potentially disastrous way.
Systemic failure across the board. And the one thing the president said yesterday, and Robert Gibbs repeated at the briefing, was that the White House was not going to tolerate one agency pointing the finger at the other agency. They're all part of the system, and the system broke down. And the president told the American people, told us yesterday, he felt it was his responsibility, no more important responsibility, to fix it, so that these dots are connected and people do share the information. Onto the press briefing, Robert Gibbs pointed out that, because there's a lot of questions now, people are saying, well, we certainly can't shut down Gitmo now because most of the people left in Gitmo come from Yemen. And from what we've seen now and what we know now about this government over there, which is basically hardly a government at all, doesn't have control of its own territory, we can't be sending people back there. And Robert Gibbs says, we're not going to.
While we remain committed to closing the facility, the determination has been made that right now any additional transfers to Yemen is not a good idea.
And so Gibbs acknowledged that that means that those people who are left at Gitmo when they finally close the facility, those people from Yemen left at Gitmo will be sent to that the new prison that the federal government is just buying out in Illinois. The surprising thing to me at the news conference was that Robert Gibbs pointed out, he was asked, so the president has confidence, said he still has confidence in CIA Director Leon Panetta, yes. In Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, yes. And he said, and also in the National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair, and Gibbs said yes as well. And there was no, he said right now, there's no decision that any one of the three are going to lose their job, which surprised me. And I got to tell you, first of all, I don't think we know the end of the story here. As Bob Schieffer said last night on the CBS News, he has heard rumblings that there is going to be a major shakeup and that a couple of people could be made to walk the plank. But to me, if there's one person that ought to walk the plank, I think it's Dennis Blair, the Director of National Intelligence. We don't hear a lot about him, but let's remember where this office came from. It's not that long ago, right? There was no Department of Homeland Security until 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security was, in my opinion, an exaggerated response to what happened on 9/11, where instead of fixing the problems that existed within the CIA and within the FBI, where they were not sharing intelligence at that time, what did we do? We created a whole new mammoth government agency, the Department of Homeland Security. Number one, have we seen things really improve since then? I don't think so. And secondly, we created a whole new government position in addition to the Department of Homeland Security, this Director of National Intelligence, with one job. This was a guy who was put in that position. This position was created for one sole purpose, to make sure that all the intelligence agencies were doing what? Sharing intelligence, that they were no longer these silos
where the CIA had this and the NSA had that and the Pentagon had this or whatever. No. The job of the Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair, is precisely, again, created just for that after 9/11 to make sure that intelligence was shared. And in this case, as the president has pointed out several times already, what went wrong is not that we knew nothing about this guy from Nigeria who tried to blow up this plane, but that one agency knew this, another agency knew that, another agency knew something else. If you put them all together, there is no way that anybody would let this guy get on a plane. But they didn't do it. And if they didn't do it, if they didn't share the intelligence, and it seems to me that's the fault of the guy whose job it is to make sure that they do. That's Dennis Blair's fault. I don't know how the president can continue to have him occupy that position when in the first big test, at least the first big test that we know about, he failed. And the reason this Nigerian didn't succeed has nothing to do with Dennis Blair's efforts. It's just his dumb luck and our good luck. Dennis Blair, make him walk the plank. You know what? You got to fix the problem, but part of fixing the problem is firing the guy who screwed up this time, and I think it was Dennis Blair. 866-55-PRESS. Your take? Anybody ought to lose their job? 866-55-77-377.
This is The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Hi, it's Bill Press here. Did you know that 100 million Americans have borderline cholesterol? 100 million! That's almost a third of the country. So what should you do to avoid cholesterol problems? Well, first, like me, you ought to go to your doctor and get checked out every year. I mean, you don't want something like high cholesterol sneaking up on you. And while you're at the doctor's, ask them about garlic. Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Garlic guarantees the effectiveness of its ingredients, so it's not surprising that pharmacists recommend it the most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Garlic is also very safe. It's all natural, and thankfully, it's also tasteless and odor-free. So remember, if you want to avoid cholesterol problems, eat right, exercise, and take garlic. Look for garlic in the vitamin aisle of your pharmacy and use as directed. Fight higher cholesterol. Eat right, exercise, and take garlic.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers, and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canton, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, anywhere cough and cold strikes, Pure Robitussin Relief is ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing new Robitussin to go. The cough and cold symptom relief you want in a neat little single-dose spoon that goes anywhere. New Robitussin to go. The medicine has already been dissolved, ready for your body to take in. Anytime, anywhere. New Robitussin to go. Pure Robitussin relief to go.
Use as directed. Medicine works over time.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund. Guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Oh, hey. Have you seen this new show yet? It might be the best cop drama slash time travel show in TV history. I would know. I have Comcast Digital Preferred. I get thousands of on-demand choices I can watch whenever I want for just $39.99 a month for 6 months. And with on-demand, you can go back and watch past episodes or even whole seasons. This weekend, I'm doing a marathon to catch up on the best celebrity-hosted talent competition ever created.
Comcast has all the things to help you do your thing, like Comcast Digital Preferred for $39.99 a month for 6 months. You get thousands of on-demand choices that you can watch whenever you want. You can pause, rewind, even start watching in one room and finish in another. That's a lot of stuff to get excited about. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com today.
Offer ends 1-20-110. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to digital preferred for new residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
A guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair.
Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
Hear AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Congressman Eric Massa, member of the Homeland Security Committee. In our next segment of the Bill Press Show, we ask him who ought to be fired because of what happened over Detroit on Christmas Day. Here with his opinion, Mellon from Jessup, Maryland. Mellon, good morning. Yes, sir.
Bill, I think we're looking at this thing too broadly. Of course, Blair is going to fall on his sword. But I think we need to go back to this team of analysts. I think we've got a mole in there. One person, lower level, in just the right position to steer this information, to slow down this information, who thinks he's doing the bidding of the Republican Party, a holdover. He's one low-level guy, and he's in just the right position to cause a great deal of problems.
You mean you think somebody like that exists inside the National Intelligence Agency?
Absolutely. He thinks he's doing the bidding of the Republican Party. He's counting on the fact that we are not going to look that low.
Well, that's a conspiracy theory, but, you know, I think the responsibility goes a lot higher than that. And I don't think the information, that's the problem, was not contained in any one particular place. Nice theory. I don't buy it. Gene calling from Ontario, California. Hey, Gene.
Hello. No, I don't think anybody should be fired. Our whole capitalistic system almost came to a collapse. Nobody got fired. There was 4,000 servicemen killed in Iraq, and 100,000 or more killed, and nobody was fired. So,
that was the old way of doing things, Gene. I think things have changed right now.
No, well, I'm just saying, why start firing people now? Let all these...
Why? Because they screwed up. That's why. Because they didn't do their job. Susan's out in St. Michael's, Maryland, a beautiful little town there. Hi, Susan.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
I'm doing great. Thank you. What do you think?
I don't particularly agree because of where this incident started and what I'm hearing about how this man got on the plane. There is a very good source in two attorneys, a husband and wife, who live in Michigan. I believe it's Thompson, Michigan.
Go ahead.
Who were eyewitnesses to the fact that this man tried to get on, was told by the ticket agent that he could not get on because he did not have a passport, but a well-dressed, they're saying Indian man, helped him with the ticket agent, and then they went to a manager.
Well, we'll have to find out more about that. Susan, I haven't heard that story.
The Bill Press Show.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Truck. We know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-618-PASS. That's 888-618-PASS. 888-618-7277.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
I'm from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marich, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM 760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show. 33 minutes after the hour, it is the Bill Press Show, coming to you live coast to coast and brought to you today by the International Association of Iron Workers. Good men and women of the Iron Workers Union don't go to the office. No. They build the office. Find out more about their work at their website, www.ironworkers.org. Okay, we've been talking a lot about what happened over Detroit on Christmas Day, when the House comes back, the president has conducted his own review, met with his national security team yesterday to discuss what they found out and how they're going to fix the problem. You can bet there are also going to be some hearings on Capitol Hill when the House gets back in session, including hearings of the Homeland Security Committee. And a member of the committee, Eric Massa from New York's 29th Congressional District, joining us here on the Bill Press Show again. Congressman, Happy New Year. Good to have you back.
Happy New Year, good health. It's good to be with you, Bill.
What, from what you know, from what you've read, the conversations you've had, the officials that you've talked to, how did this guy ever get on a plane knowing what we know about him and knowing that he paid cash for a round-trip ticket to Detroit and didn't have any luggage with him?
There is no doubt that this was a systematic failure at every step and at every level. And on one hand, I applaud President Obama for waiting 72 hours, gathering information, and then saying just that to the American people. I was very concerned when Secretary Napolitano came out and said the system had worked. That, I think, was a fundamental mistake. And I appreciate the fact that she's corrected herself,
yeah.
But the words of leaders matter. Now, the president has received a step-by-step, no doubt, minute-by-minute discussion, timeline, examination of this process, and we will receive that in the United States Congress in our first week back at the Homeland Security Committee. I never thought in my entire life that I would find myself in the center of this debate and in the center of finding solutions, but that's where I am, and I intend to ask some very tough questions of our senior intelligence officials. I mean, if they can't talk to each other, maybe we just tie them together in the same room and lock the door for a while.
Well, that's the question about, as the president said yesterday after he met with his national security team, it wasn't that we didn't know have the intelligence. The intelligence was just not shared, right? And to use the overused phrase, the dots weren't connected. But, Congressman, you know, after 9/11, we discovered there were all kinds of warnings that different agencies knew, and they didn't talk to each other. They didn't connect the dots. After the Fort Hood shooting incident, we found out there was all kinds of information people knew about this, but that they didn't connect the dots. And now here again, they don't connect the dots. So what has changed? We now have this new Department of Homeland Security. We've got this new Director of National Intelligence, and we're still screwing up.
Bill, part of being held accountable and being a leader in any level of government, and my election has now placed me in that position, is to simply say, A, I don't have the answer, and B, it is clearly broken.
Yeah.
With no nuances. There's absolutely positively no excuses. There's absolutely positively no explaining this away. None. And to the extent that the House of Representatives can move aggressively to advise and fix this, it is now the number one issue on our agenda, period. It has supplanted everything else.
Now,
and it should.
Yeah. Now, one thing that's different from 9/11 is we now have this new position filled by Dennis Blair, the Director of National Intelligence, right, whose job, I mean, his sole job, that job was created to make sure that the intelligence agencies shared their opinion, that they didn't operate as separate silos. He clearly failed at that, Congressman. Don't you think Dennis Blair ought to be fired?
There's no doubt that Admiral Blair, and I know him well from my Navy days, many, many years serving under his command, did not meet expectations in his position, nor did his staff assist him. And part of what we're going to do is to find out if those challenges can only be met by new team members. But I'll tell you this, what does not help under any circumstances, what is absolutely and completely unacceptable, is when people like former President Dick Cheney
get on
national media.
Vice President.
I'm sorry.
That's bad enough, right?
Former Vice President Dick Cheney, and that really was a slip, I'm sorry. Former Vice President Dick Cheney attacked the president, saying that somehow because the president's response is not hysterical enough, is not instantaneous enough, doesn't call for bombing yet another country soon enough, that one political party owns the high ground on national security. I simply will not tolerate that kind of destructive international degradation of our national security anymore. And I believe it's time for Democrats and Republicans both to stand up to things and people like former Vice President Dick Cheney and reject his out-of-control, hysterical political Tourette's. I challenged him to a debate on this issue. The only thing I got back was an invitation to go hunting with him. So
yeah.
I don't know that he's actually going to stand up and be held accountable. But that's just totally unacceptable.
Well, I would certainly not accept the invitation to go hunting with him. But, you know, Cheney, as bad as he is not alone. I just have this story this morning that I saw that former Speaker Newt Gingrich, right, says that this whole incident proves, let me just quote him exactly, about the Obama administration. He says, quote, "They start every day with a presumption that the rights of terrorists are more important than the lives of Americans." So says
that kind of
Newt Gingrich.
I used to have some level of respect for the intellect of Newt Gingrich. When I was a military officer, I served as an intern and a Navy fellow in his office. But that kind of statement is absolutely, positively placing American citizens worldwide at risk. It is borderline treason to degrade the leadership of this country with such false statements. And until such time, people like me stand up, and instead of standing there and tolerating getting kicked in the shins, kick him in the you-know-where, they're going to continue to do this. One political party in this country does not own national security, period. And I'm saying that as a guy who spent his entire life in the United States military and watched the other side of the aisle commit the largest repetitive strategic blunders in the history of the United States, committing us to a war without end in Iraq. And now the voices and fervors on the other side are saying that because this Christmas Day bomber, someone who I and everyone else not only wants to stop, but wants to hunt down with malice aforethought, but because he came from Yemen, we ought to go bomb Yemen. Well, that's odd, because most of the 9/11 terrorists came from Saudi Arabia, yet we invaded Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, their logic is absolutely wrong. It is dangerous for the United States of America, and public statements by former Speaker Newt Gingrich of that nature are contrary to the national security interests and physical security of Americans everywhere in the United States, and you ought to stop it.
Congressman Eric Massa from New York, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. I want to change issues here, Congressman, because we've had you on several times to talk about health care reform, and we're down now to the final negotiations. Do you think those final negotiations between the House and the Senate should be covered on C-SPAN?
Yes, I do.
Well, why is it that Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and President Obama yesterday all three said we don't need C-SPAN because everybody knows what's in this bill?
I can't speak for the leadership for whom I have respect, and I do, on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
But today in the USA Today newspaper, there's an article on this subject, and I'll just quote, because this goes to the crux of my discontent with this bill. It says, in exchange for losing the public option, House Democrats say they intend to press the Senate to make premiums more affordable, which means we're going to take taxpayer dollars, we're going to subsidize private health insurance policies to increase the profits of those private corporations. It is a wealth transfer from middle America to corporate America. It's wrong. It won't solve the problem. It's going in the wrong direction, and we're going to codify into law, and I will not vote for it.
In other words, it's just another bonanza to the insurance companies without a public plan option.
Absolutely. When I campaigned on single-payer health care, and my constituents voted me in. The leadership knew that was my position. I got there. They said, well, no, that's too radical. You can't do that, back down. Then I signed a letter saying we have to have a robust public option available to all Americans. 50-plus members of the caucus signed that. Only two of us honored our signatures. Then they said, well, we can't have a public option. I mean, after a while, if you don't stand for something, you're standing on nothing. And that's, I believe, what this bill does.
Do you think that the fight for the public plan option is lost?
Yes, I do.
No chance to get it.
From what I read and from what I've been told, we're not in a conference. That's not what's going on.
Yeah.
Because to have an actual conference, you have to have a vote in the Senate, which means you can have up to 90 hours of debate and two votes, one to go, one to have plenty. You got to elect the conferees. So the Senate rules do not lend themselves to having a conference. Instead, there is a meeting of the leadership to draft an amendment to the Senate bill. And that amendment will not undo what the Senate has done.
Well, I got to tell you, you've been fighting a good fight, and a lot of us have, it's disappointing and discouraging to get to this point where, after all of that, and having the power in the House and in the Senate and the White House, this is the best we can come up with.
I am filled with resolve. But one thing I learned in the military is you will fight many, many battles. It's the end result that matters. And we have only begun. So I am not, I haven't lost the optimism, I haven't lost the energy, and we will continue to fight.
All right. That's the spirit. That's the spirit I like. We'll come back and fight and win another day. Congressman Eric Massa, always good to have you with us, Congressman. Thanks so much.
Danny, Bill, take care and good health. Bye.
All right. Great. Eric Massa, I love that. I love what he said, too, about, you know, about the on the national security. I mean, I think they're going to be looking in the House at Dennis Blair. And he said he served under him, but if he didn't do his job, what I was reading between the lines is he ought to go.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The Pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Harsh winter weather can leave your skin itchy, red, irritated, and dry, even if you're all bundled up. Now, feel the heal like never before with Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing. It has a unique blend of 7 moisturizers, including soothing aloe and 3 vitamins for 24-hour healing. Plus, the strongest itch relief medicine available without a prescription. This winter, for dry, itchy, irritated skin, even eczema, get Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing and feel the heal. Use as directed.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Wait, that's Best Way Insulation. 303-469-0808.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Nelson. How are we feeling today?
Hi, doctor. I feel great.
Then what seems to be the problem?
There's no problem.
Then why are you here to see me?
I'm here to help you save money on your car insurance.
In my office?
I'm your local GEICO agent. And since I'm local, I'm always close by. So if you want GEICO's famous low rates but want some personal service, I'm never far away.
So you're here in my office?
Exactly. Always close by. Hey, I wonder if I could grab a couple of those rubber gloves. I'm painting my house this weekend.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help insure more than just your car. They can help you with your motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 303-798-3939 today. That's 303-798-3939. Or visit your local GEICO office at 15271 East Mississippi Avenue in Aurora.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
12 minutes before the top of the hour here, the Bill Press Show. Dominating the news today and yesterday, and certainly dominated, but at least one of the issues that dominated the press briefing, the first briefing of 2010, is whether or not the final negotiations, we just talked to Eric Moss about that, the final negotiations on health care reform will be covered by C-SPAN. Brian Lamb was our guest in the last hour of the show, and Brian expressed a little surprise. He said that, you know, they always are writing letters to Congress saying we'd like to cover this, we'd like to cover that, we'd like to broadcast this, that he was a little surprised. He said that this invitation to the Speaker and to the President, Majority Leader, rather, of the Senate, got so much attention. And there's a good reason why it got so much attention, his invitation to cover the final negotiations on health care reform. And that is because of some of the things that candidate Barack Obama said when he was running for president, like this in January 2008.
Not negotiating behind closed doors, but bringing all parties together broadcasting those negotiations on C-SPAN so that the American people can see what the choices are. Because part of what we have to do is enlist the American people in this process.
Notice the crowd loved it. Every time he talked about, let's broadcast those negotiations on C-SPAN. Let's not do it behind closed doors. He said it again in August 2008.
We'll have the negotiations televised on C-SPAN so that people can see who is making arguments on behalf of their constituents and who are making arguments on behalf of the drug companies or the insurance company.
And, in fact, there's six different times during the campaign so far that we've discovered where the president promised that he would have the final negotiations on health care broadcast on C-SPAN. It's not going to happen. Robert Gibbs yesterday saying the same thing that Speaker Pelosi and Harry Reid said. Hey, the American people know what's in the House bill. They know what's in the Senate bill. There's been more transparency on this issue than any other issue, and they're also going to know what's in the final health care bill before the president ever signs it, and therefore we don't need no C-SPAN. Uh-huh. I just think they're not being honest with us. Look, there's a big difference between knowing what's in the bill and watching the negotiations to settle and to bang out the final bill and to see who's representing us, who's representing the American people, who's representing the middle class, and who's representing the insurance companies and the drug companies and the health providers. Too bad. We ought to be able to see that on C-SPAN. The other big political news of the day is a surprise and a shocking and a sad announcement by Senator Byron Dorgan last night from North Dakota. One of the most liberal, the most progressive, the best of the United States senators among either party in the Senate, announcing he is not going to seek re-election from North Dakota. And today, Chris Dodd is going to make the same announcement that he will not be seeking re-election from the state of Connecticut. And you add to that that the governor of Colorado, Bill Ritter, elected in 2006, up for re-election next year, has said he is not going to run for re-election either. Three very good Democrats, three very strong leaders, three people who are going to leave a big hole in the Democratic Party. And Chris Dodd and Byron Dorgan leaving a big hole in the United States Senate. I mean, I can't tell you. I don't think there's, a better fighter, or better progressive than Byron Dorgan on so many issues, on trade, on jobs. We saw the fight that he made allow us to import pharmaceuticals, of safe pharmaceutical products from Canada, so Americans can get a good break on prices of prescription drugs. He fought that battle even against the Obama White House last week. Lost it, but fought a great battle. And on progressive radio, Byron Dorgan's always been a great champion of progressive radio. And Chris Dodd, right up there with Teddy Kennedy as a champion of universal health care for the American people. Chris Dodd, the author of the Family and Medical Leave Act. Both of them made a huge contribution, and it's sad to me at a time when Democrats have the House and have the Senate and have the White House, and we have such great opportunities to deliver on the promise of the Democratic Party, to see two great Democratic leaders like that leave their jobs. And I'll be back with another parting shot about
actively
C-SPAN.
Interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO is the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canyon, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser on a PC, Mac, or smartphone. With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources from anywhere. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
The following is a free offer from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Foundation for Healthier Living is now giving away free 2-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free 2-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free 2-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, January 6th, my parting shot for today, it was one of those questions which demands a straight yes or no answer. Will the president support Brian Lamb's request that C-SPAN be allowed to broadcast final negotiations between the House and the Senate on health care? Asked at the press briefing yesterday. And it shouldn't have been a difficult question to answer since at least six times during his presidential campaign, candidate Barack Obama promised just such transparency. Like this, quote, "We'll have the negotiations televised on C-SPAN so that people can see who's making arguments on behalf of their constituents or the drug companies or insurance companies." But sadly, yesterday, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs would not answer that direct question. Instead, he insisted that the American people already know what's in the House bill and what's in the Senate bill, and they will soon know what's in the final product that the two houses agree upon. Therefore, there's no need for C-SPAN. But you know what? You and I know. Knowing what's in the final bill and watching the negotiations take place are two different things. In effect, Gibbs was saying that legislators have the right to make their deals behind closed doors. Even worse, he seemed to be saying that President Obama has a right to renege on his first campaign promise. Too bad to see that happen, but that's my parting shot for today, folks. Another White House briefing at 12:15 p.m. East Coast time, and the president will be meeting with Speaker Pelosi, and the chairman of the House committees will report all of that and talk about it with you tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Brother's still here.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan says he knew it was his time.
I'd much sooner have people wonder why I left so early than why I stayed so long.
Dorgan, fellow Senate Democrat Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, and Colorado Governor Bill Ritter have all decided not to run for re-election. A Connecticut voter believes Dodd made the right call.
I thought that Dodd was particularly vulnerable.
A more popular candidate could keep Connecticut in the Democratic column, but North Dakota may be a different story, and that could make a big difference.
If Democrats lose even one seat in the Senate this fall and go down from, say, 60 seats to 59 seats or 58 seats, they will lose that all-important supermajority, which allows them to break a Republican filibuster.
CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill. The nation's weather map is sprinkled with minus signs from the Canadian border through the heartland, with readings in the teens south of the Mason-Dixon line. CBS News early show weatherman Dave Price is sampling the Arctic blast in Bismarck, North Dakota, where it's 6 above but feels like 11 below.
It's hard to describe this weather, but if weather could physically hurt, this does. It's a combination of the cold and the wind, and because it's snowing, that moisture as well, which just makes every ounce of your body uncomfortable.
People with nowhere else to go are packing homeless shelters as far south as Pompano Beach, Florida.
It's nice to see somebody gives a hoot. Those most people don't.
President Obama is talking tough about airport security, but his critics say that's not enough. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Why the criticism, Peter?
Well, Frank, because of the magnitude of the breakdowns that allowed the Christmas Day terror attempt to happen.
This was more than a stumble. This was a real glaring error.
Congressman Peter King, ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, also on the CBS News early show, National Security Council Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough said the door remains open to personnel changes.
We're going to work this review right through to the very end, and then we'll make some decisions. I'm sure the president will be considering all those actions right now.
And CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Buffer tells us at least two officials may leave the administration because of the terror attempt. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A Nevada brothel owner says she's looking for a good man. Live to CBS's Steve Cathan.
Well, Bobby Davis has been given the green light to open her red light business, looking for the state's first male sex worker. She says she's already dozens of guys looking for a new opportunity.
Their business has gone down the tube during this economy.
And she's heard from women, too, potential clients at a place she calls the Shady Lady Ranch.
There's always a novelty. We'll see how long that lasts, too, you know.
She's had to assure officials this won't be a place for gay sex. Frank,
federal appeals court has ruled that felons in jail should be a vote in Washington state. Federal drug agent goes on trial in Cleveland today on charges of framing suspects. The S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It will be one term for Governor Bill Ritter. Later this morning, the governor is expected to announce that he's ending his re-election campaign. Now Democrats are trying to come up with someone to run in his place. Politico chief correspondent Mike Allen.
They might lose their first cabinet official, the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, your senator.
Other potential successors include Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper and former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. Fort Carson has lost three more soldiers in the war. In Afghanistan, the three were killed Sunday when their unit was hit with improvised explosives and small arms fire. Fort Carson's Brandy Gill says the men were with the 4th Brigade Combat Team with the 4th Infantry Division, a team that has now lost 27 soldiers in Afghanistan.
And it's been a difficult deployment for these soldiers. They're out there, they're working hard, doing the best they can with the mission that they have, and they continue to do the best job that they can.
Gill says this division is scheduled to return to Fort Carson. In sports, lots of scoring last night, and the Nuggets eked one out, beating Golden State 123-122. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a typical start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way, but you're going to find delays for southbound I-25 on the approach to 104th, taking you to 84th. Through that stretch, speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s in pockets. Southbound 225 also beginning to go on the approach to Yosemite as you're making your way past DTC. In the high country, we've got a semi-rollover accident. This is westbound I-70 near Copper Mountain. In fact, there's going to be risks on both sides of the highway for a while as they work to get that out of your way. Quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance of seeing some morning snowfall, although currently it doesn't feel like it. It's 45 degrees. We may see up to 2 inches of total accumulation. We'll get windy at times, and temperatures are going to start to drop pretty much afternoon. We can expect a high only in the teens, right around 3. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash and on the spot. Want to get what your gold's really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, we had a whole show lined up yesterday. Turk and I worked on a show. We were going to have Dave Zirin on, the sports writer. We were going to talk about healthcare, and we'll talk a little bit about healthcare today, I promise. But at about, what was it, 8:30 last night? 8:30 last night, I get a text message from a friend in New York, a friend of mine in New York, and he says, all the text message said was Ritter dot 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 WTF with exclamation or question mark. And I'm like, what? You know, I'm just trying to relax for the night. I'm watching an episode of Dexter, which is a great show. And I'm like, what do you mean Ritter WTF? And I pause the movie and I go to the computer and there it is. Bam. Governor Bill Ritter to retire after his term. He is ending abruptly. And abruptly is, I think, too soft a word. Abruptly ending his re-election in 2010. I mean, this is a major, major political bombshell. And I call up Turk, and Turk's like, we don't usually talk after, I don't know, what, 5 p.m.? 6 p.m.
Yeah, usually.
You know,
and when I missed your phone call initially, and right. I was up at laying in bed. You know, I go to bed early because for the morning show, and I'm like, I wonder who that was. So I ran down, look at my phone. I was like, oh, Sirota, and I just seen, like, right as the phone was ringing, you know, coming up at 9, Bill Ritter not to seek re-election.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, here we go.
Here we go. And the thing about this is, having worked in politics for now a better part of a decade, this was so sudden, this announcement. This was so, I mean, to kind of leak it out to D.C. websites at, you know, and East Coast time, it's 10 p.m. there already, you know, to leak it out, it's so abrupt, it was so sudden that
I'm we're not going to spend the show speculating on exactly what happened, because nobody yet knows why he's making this decision. But I have to believe that it's something that doesn't have to do with what you might call the practical reasons that a politician tends to not run for re-election. You know, bad poll numbers. Or that the politician decides that that they don't want to be in politics anymore because they don't like, you know, they don't like the job. Like, I gotta believe this is something that there's some big bombshell that happened that his campaign or he realized would make a re-election bid untenable. And I don't really want to spend the show speculating on what that is. Who knows what that is? My guess is we'll find out what that is. But this is a major political bombshell. And, you know, I think when you couple what happened with Ritter yesterday and you put it next to a couple other announcements. We had an announcement yesterday that North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan, one of the great senators, one of the few great senators. When I used to work in the U.S. House of Representatives for Bernie Sanders, we only had four consistent allies in the Senate. That was when Bernie was working in the House. Paul Wellstone, Ted Kennedy, Russ Feingold, and Byron Dorgan. Now there's one left. Dorgan announcing he is retiring. Now, of course, there's Al Franken, and there's some other good people in there now. But the point being, Byron Dorgan now stepping down from North Dakota, from the Senate seat in North Dakota, which will most likely go Republican. You have Chris Dodd, the senator from Connecticut, who announced that he is retiring with terrible polling numbers. He's the head of the banking committee. He's been taking a lot of criticism for his how close he is to Wall Street. You take that together with the Ritter announcement. You here in state, you've got there was a story about Kathleen Curry, the state representative. She switched from being a Democrat to an independent. And I think what you're seeing is a party in panic. You are seeing a party seriously panicked. And I think rightly so. And the worst part about it, is that it is panicking because of self-inflicted wounds. And I know here in Colorado, people have talked now for the last 4 or 5 years about the so-called Colorado miracle, right? That's what it's been called. Everybody who's lived here knows, all progressives know that it's been called that, that the Republicans controlled this state for so long. And then in 2004 and 2006, Democrats made huge gains, 2004 winning the state legislature. Ken Salazar wins the Senate seat. 2006, Governor Ritter wins the governorship. And the Colorado miracle, quote-unquote, I have always thought was a little bit more partisan and a little bit less genuine than it was something that was a miracle. The Colorado Miracle was written up in the Atlantic Monthly. It's been written up in the Weekly Standard as a bunch of a handful of very, very wealthy donors who have spent a whole lot of money trying to elect and successfully electing Democrats in this state. And the problem has been, and I have said this before, and I will say it again, the problem has been that that model has taken, in some cases, in many cases, the movement out of the movement. It has taken the issues out of the party. That model has had Democrats in this state campaigning on just attempting to win, at all costs. And there hasn't been that much of a game-changing effort in terms of changing the conversation, in terms of changing the public policies, that there hasn't been a branding effort to brand Democrats about what they are all about in this state. Bill Ritter's big problem, and I know there's, you know, swirling allegations about was he involved in the so-called Stephanie Villafuerte controversy or not. And who knows if that was actually the reason why he's dropping out or not. But his numbers were weak. His numbers were weak, and they were weak in part because he and the Democratic Party in Colorado have not defined themselves well. They have not, for whatever reason, they have not been able to define themselves and their core principles in the minds of Colorado voters. When you ask people, what was Bill Ritter about? What is Bill Ritter? What is his administration about? There's not really an answer. I don't know. Turk, what do you think if I ask you that question? What is Bill Ritter about?
You know, I couldn't really tell you. I really don't know. I mean, if I had to guess, you know, maybe about green energy.
And he tried. I think he tried to...
You know, I don't know if he succeeded 100%, but
he tried to brand himself like that.
Right.
But I guess my point is, and it's like that there's no gut reaction to that question, right? Like, and it's the same thing in many ways up and down the line. If I ask you, what is Mark Udall about? What does he stand for? There's not really an answer there, right? If I ask you that about John Hickenlooper, there's not really an answer there. That's part of the problem here. You know, when I used to work for Bernie Sanders, he said to me once, this is when I was just out of college, he said, you know, there's two ways to be a politician. There's a way to try to appease everybody, and a lot of people sort of like you. And then there's the way of where you will go stand up for what you believe in, and there'll be some people who really hate you and some people who really love you, but everybody knows where you stand. And that latter model is not the model that the Colorado Democrats have really, I think, taken in the legislature, in the governor's office, in the Senate offices. And I think that is the fundamental problem. So when you hear Scott McGinnis, the Republican candidate for governor, saying that he is going to be the head of the Tea Party movement in Colorado, I certainly don't support the policies that represents. But the Republicans, I think, are trying to find a different model where they say, look, you may not agree with us on everything, but at least you know where we stand. Now, the problem with this dynamic is that if the Republicans, is that we do know where the Republicans stand, right? Is that we know, or at least we should know, how bad things could be if Scott McGinnis becomes the governor of this state. You are probably going to have a rescinding of, for instance, the executive orders that allow public employees to unionize. You're going to have this guy, Scott McGinnis, is a former oil and gas lobbyist. You're not going to have any kind of real environmental progress, I don't think. You're not going to have a focus on green energy like there was from Governor Ritter. And let's be fair about Governor Ritter's record here. The Denver Post on Sunday just reported, this is not an old story. As the last year of his term in office arrives, Governor Bill Ritter can rightly claim to have done more to expand health coverage of the uninsured in Colorado than any governor in 40 years. Now, I don't think it's been enough. I think Governor Ritter's fallen short of his campaign promise to insure everybody, or to at least start moving towards a system that insures everybody in Colorado. But with a Governor Scott McGinnis, we're going to see major steps backwards. I mean, if Ritter represents the status quo and a half step forward, Scott McGinnis represents five steps backwards. So I'm going to throw it out there to you. 303-713-7600. What do you think Governor Ritter's announcement means for the future of the Democratic Party in Colorado? Is 2010 shaping up to be a massacre, a Republican takeover, the end of the so-called Colorado miracle? And what do you think Democrats can do here in state to right the ship? There's a lot of talk. Is John Hickenlooper going to run for governor? Is Ken Salazar going to run for governor? Is Andrew Romanoff going to going to change the races that he's running? Is he going to run for governor instead of running in a primary against Senator Michael Bennett? Who would you support? What do you think the Colorado Democratic Party, or what do you think needs to happen for the Colorado Democratic Party to avoid a massacre at the polls in 2010? What do they got to push in the legislature? 303-713-7600. Go to our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Send us an instant message. Up next, the editor and writer at ColoradoPolls.com, the leading political website in the state, Jason Bain. We'll check in with him, see what he's hearing about who is going to step into the breach. Maybe Ed Perlmutter will step into the breach. I like Ed Perlmutter. I disagree with Ed Perlmutter on some things, but Ed Perlmutter would be a formidable, formidable candidate. We'll get to it after a traffic update with John Turek.
Thank you, David. Stop and go, southbound I-25, 104th to 84th Avenue. That's the slowest spot right now. I'm also seeing speeds in the 20s and 30s, southbound 225 after Yosemite. Northbounder is going to be sluggish for you, Mississippi up to Alameda. Also seeing some jams on 270 for eastbounders, York to Vasquez. Same deal on westbound 76, 74th Avenue to Interstate 270. Semi-rollover crash still up in the high country. Tree near Copper Mountain. It's on the westbound side, I-70. They do have some restrictions on both sides of I-70 there. Very slick conditions up in the high country today. Also some high winds down south between Pueblo and the New Mexico state line. Forecast, snow by the end of the commute where temps will drop into the teens. Not much snow, however, in this storm. Possible 1 to 3 inches. Our current downtown temperature, 33 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Queen Latifah. Your favorite stars are coming out tonight for the all-new People's Choice Awards. With new categories, a new format, and executive producer Mark Burnett. You've never seen the People's Choice Awards like this before. You can even vote in special categories live during the show.
Don't miss People's Choice Awards 2010, hosted by Queen Latifah and featuring a special performance by Mary J. Blige, live tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on CBS.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
You've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects. And it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to OvationHair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair. It's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends. It's that good.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
Fresh Vacations assembled 18 travel companies on hand to help plan your next cruise or land tour. Free admission, the travel marketplace. Sunday, January 10th, 11 to 2, Doubletree Denver Tech Center, I-25 and Orchard Road. Brought to you by Fresh Vacations.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier. I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
To have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution? Yes, so let the
beginning. And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or trade more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:43 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Big political day here in Colorado. Last night, Governor Bill Ritter's office
leaked out word that he will not be running for re-election in 2010, abruptly ending his gubernatorial bid, setting the Democratic political establishment, setting off really a bomb in the Democratic political establishment. Joining us now, Jason Bain, the founder, editor, and writer of ColoradoPolls.com, the leading Colorado political website here. You can find it, obviously, at ColoradoPolls.com. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. So I guess let's start with the question of, is this as unexpected as it seems?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a couple of things. I mean, I think, you know, the fact that it broke kind of in a national blog kind of says to me that this was something that happened at the last minute that they weren't prepared for. I think if this had been planned out, they would have announced it to a local reporter. And Ritter has been campaigning lately. I mean, they've been asking for money. He's been at events. This isn't something that, if you'd been planning on this or really seriously thinking about this, you wouldn't have been campaigning full-time like you had been.
Okay, so then that suggests, I mean, and this is all circumstantial evidence, but that suggests that there was some sort of, in recent days, if not recent hours, I mean, in the last 24 hours, that Bill Ritter learned of something that radically changed his thinking. Do you have any, and I don't want to spend too much time speculating because you can never get into the heads of these people, but do you have, if you had a couple of educated guesses, what might they be as to what in the last 24 hours changed that equation so radically?
You know, it's going to be really, really interesting to see what he says today. Is his reason. I think he has a press conference for 11 o'clock. There may be some sort of a health issue with him or with someone in his family that caused such an abrupt decision. That's the kind of thinking that that really only kind of makes sense to me, because I don't think he's afraid of running. You know, Ritter has done a fairly good job as governor, and by most accounts, he likes being governor, and their fundraising was going pretty well. He was behind in some polls, but that doesn't really matter. It's too early for that. I don't think this was a political decision at all. I think it had something to do with,
I guess what I'm asking is, for moving forward here, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think that whatever ultimately, if something does come out, it will be something that has implications beyond Bill Ritter, something that could drag down the Democratic Party?
I don't know. I mean, I think that would be a little tough. I mean, I think one of the things that's always been interesting about Ritter is that he came from, he didn't come from any sort of political establishment. He was a guy that ran for governor. He was sort of the last choice of Democrats at the time who were waiting for some other candidate to emerge. So, he isn't somebody who's really traditionally been tied into any other politicians, but, a lot changes when you become governor. I would assume this is really a personal decision.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
Again, on the line with us, Jason Bain, the founder, editor, and writer of ColoradoPolls.com. Moving forward now, so the speculation about what will happen politically in state, in the Democratic Party, surrounds Ken Salazar and John Hickenlooper are the two people that are being talked about. I think my opinion is, in part, not just because they could be strong candidates, but because they, in some ways, have the least to lose. If Ken Salazar doesn't like being Interior Secretary, and that's a big if, and I want to hear your thoughts on that, but if he doesn't like being Interior Secretary, it's not a lot to lose to come back to the state. And it's not a lot for Democrats to lose, because Obama can just appoint another Interior Secretary. John Hickenlooper has, a year and a half left as mayor. So he doesn't have, and he can run while still being mayor. Do you think it's going to be Salazar or Hickenlooper, or if not those two, then who else might it be?
My early just educated guess is that it'll be between Hickenlooper and Congressman Ed Perlmutter. I don't think personally Salazar will come back. I think he's getting pressure to do so. You know, but from everything I understand, he likes his job at the the Department of the Interior. And you also have to remember that Salazar is not somebody who comes from a lot of money. He's, you know, he's been in public service for a long time, not making a ton of money. He's making a pretty decent salary now, and the Colorado governor's salary is not good. That's not to say that's the only decision, but, you know, there certainly has to be personal factors involved. I don't think personally that he'll come back.
So do you think between, I guess the next question then is, if it's between Hickenlooper and Perlmutter, you don't assume that there's going to be a contested primary here. You think this will be worked out?
Between those two, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, if, you know, there's been some talk, you know, there's been a lot of talk that somebody like Andrew Romanoff might switch over and move to the race for governor. Romanoff would not have that race to himself. But Perlmutter, Hickenlooper, I would guess that the two of them would talk it out. You know, they know each other. I know they do talk occasionally. I think between the two of them, they would work it out.
Who do you think is a stronger candidate?
You know, that's a tough call. I mean, Hickenlooper, I think, is a very tough candidate for Republicans. I mean, I think he scares Republicans for a lot of reasons. He takes all the good, he has sort of all the good qualities that Republicans think they have in McInnes in terms of somebody with business ties and that kind of thing. But he's a very charismatic, a very outgoing guy. I mean, I remember there was a time, you know, in late 2005, early 2006, when there was talk that he might run for governor, then, you know, he was polling like in the 80s along the front range, which is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his approval ratings, you know, and those have certainly gone down. But he's a guy that people like and people know, and he's got the ability to raise a lot of money. He'd be tough. Perlmutter would be equally tough. He knows how to campaign. He's got a good name in Colorado. You know, the downside there is that he's in a seat that's probably safe if he stays there. He's in a congressional seat, right. But if he runs for re-election for Congress, he's probably safe there. If he leaves, you know, it's a Democratic advantage, but it's not the same level of comfort.
And he certainly has more to lose in that sense.
Absolutely.
than Hickenlooper, because he can't, Perlmutter can't run and retain his seat at the same time.
And I think with Hickenlooper, too, you know, he knows that he passed on a golden opportunity to run for governor in 2006. Everybody was waiting for him. You know, Republicans knew they couldn't beat him. You know, there was a lot of talk at the time that even Bob Beaupre, who early in the campaign was considered very tough, would even drop out if it was Hickenlooper. He knows he missed a great opportunity. I doubt he's going to miss it twice.
We are going to have on this show in the next few hours, we're going to have live in studio Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams, known here on this show as Dick Wad. And the question I'm going to have for him, and I'm not sure I'm going to get an honest answer out of him, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get an honest answer out of you, is this good news for the Republican Party of Colorado, or is this actually bad news? Because it seems to me that Ritter was beatable. I mean, I think it would have been a close match, but it seemed to me that Ritter was beatable, and that actually the people who might replace him at the top of the ticket could be stronger candidates than he would have been.
Yeah, this is terrible news for Republicans. They're going to say that Ritter was scared and he's backing out shows, and McInnes is stronger, but the truth is, the problems are twofold. One, it's like you said, that a stronger candidate is likely going to replace him, somebody like Hickenlooper. But two, the bigger problem is that they can't run against the incumbent anymore. They can't. McInnes' entire attack, his entire strategy for being governor was to attack Bill Ritter and say that he was ineffective, he wasn't doing things that were helping us in this economic crisis, he was bad on the budget. But that boogeyman is gone. And so now, now he can't run against Ritter.
They can't make it a referendum on the incumbent.
Right. They can't run against that anymore, because whoever the Democrat is can say, well, I wouldn't have done those things either, or I would have done this differently. It doesn't carry that same kind of weight. And if it becomes a referendum, if it becomes about Scott McInnes and another candidate and it's not a referendum, they're in trouble, because McInnes is not a strong candidate.
And my final question for you, and again, online with us is Jason Bain, the founder, editor, and writer at ColoradoPolls.com, is this. Is there still a chance for Republicans that because Democrats, and this is just my opinion, that Democrats have not, and Ritter himself, even though he's done some good things, that the Democrats in Colorado have not, even since the Colorado quote-unquote miracle in 2004, 2006, of Democrats taking back the legislature and the governorship and the Senate seats, that the Colorado Democratic Party is still not all that well branded. That it's not, it really hasn't found, it's not it hasn't found its principles as much as that when you ask people, when you look at polls about what are the Colorado Democrats about, that brand is still not burned into people's minds. Could the Republicans, does that still give Republicans a chance for a throw the bums out kind of message?
Yeah, I think so. But you know, this is the governor's seat is by no means safe. But for Democrats, no matter who's running. But you know, I think the problem the Republicans have is that they want to criticize, but they don't have any of these answers themselves because the budget is a tough problem, and that's the number one issue. And so, you know, the reason Democrats won in 2004 was because Republicans had spent so many years doing nothing, and voters were sick of it. Now, Republicans can say, throw the bums out, but unless they come back and say, throw the bums out and we'll do this instead, they're going to have a hard time winning over voters. And they haven't shown an ability or a reason for that, like what they would do instead. All they do is say, you know,
these guys are not so good. Right. And actually, I just had my last question as my last question, but I want to ask a follow-up to that.
Sure.
Is there a case to be made that while we discuss, and certainly today we're going to be discussing Bill Ritter's surprise announcement, but that is there a case to be made that especially in Colorado, with so much of these policies now being decided through constitutional ballot measures, that actually there's, in terms of state policy, that voters, activists, people involved in politics should be just as concerned, if not more concerned, with campaigns for ballot initiatives as they are for campaigns for state legislative control or campaigns for governor?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's you know, the three that, you know, we've called on the site the Dr. Evil initiatives that Doug Bruce is championing that would reduce taxes, reduce spending, and things like that. I mean, if these three things pass, just these three in particular next year, you know, we might as well just close the doors on Colorado.
It doesn't even matter who's governor at that point, yeah. because it'll
we're
lock
done.
Up. Yeah,
a lot of money.
Yeah, and that I think that's something that people need to keep in mind. That in a sense, especially in a place like Colorado, the governor's race is not unimportant, but all those other ballot initiatives are also so important in a state like Colorado, where the ballot has been so powerful and used for such in recent years for so many bad things. Jason Bain, he's the founder, editor, and writer at ColoradoPolls.com. Hey man, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good talking to you. 7:36 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to start taking your calls. 303-713-7600. What do Colorado Democrats need to do to prevent a massacre at the polls in 2010? Colorado Governor Bill Ritter, the abrupt announcement last night that he is not running for re-election. What does this mean for Colorado Democrats? What does it mean for the progressive agenda here in Colorado? Does this mean the Colorado miracle, quote-unquote, the Colorado miracle, those millionaires and billionaires getting together here in Colorado and throwing a whole lot of money to try to elect Democrats, does this mean the Colorado miracle is over? And who do you think would be the best candidate to fill that top slot on the ballot? John Hickenlooper, Ed Perlmutter, Andrew Romanoff, what do you want to see happen? What needs to happen? 303-713-7600. You can go to our website, am760.net. We're getting some of your instant messages there. Click over to the David Sirota page. I'll read a couple of them after a traffic update with Captain John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is pretty normal for us as we're kicking off the Wednesday morning commute. Normal jams on 25 southbound in Thornton and Northland, also downtown there after Park Avenue. Also heavy from 17th down to 6th Avenue. Northbounders hitting the brakes down on the south end, Lincoln Ave to County Line Road, again from Broadway to 6th Avenue. Slow jams on 225 southbound from Parker Road down to the 25 merge. Northbounders a little sluggish from Mississippi to Alameda, but no accidents on the highways around Denver. We do have one Surface Street crash. It's a fender bender at Hamden before Parker Road. Also, a rollover crash in the High Country, a semi westbound side near Copper Mountain. There is some lane restrictions up in the High Country on I-70. It's really slick up there. Your forecast today, slight chance of snow in the morning, then snow this afternoon. Accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Warmest temps before 9 a.m. That's when we'll fall into the high teens this afternoon. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working adults online or evenings. Classes start March 22nd. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
Here's the best home loan ever. My bank, my loan, my way. It is a first deed line of credit combined with a checking account. Now, normally checking accounts don't earn you any interest, but here you run all of your household money and expenses through this account, and when you have extra money in it, it automatically applies to your mortgage balance, and that drastically reduces the interest you pay. So, your principal is paid off faster without changing any spending habits. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free 2-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away 1,000 of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-7910. 1-800-801-7910. That's 1-800-801-7910. 1-800-801-7910.
743 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Going up to the mid-30s today, snow in the forecast. Governor Bill Ritter announcing he is not running for re-election in a shocking announcement. He's going to hold a press conference at 11 a.m. this morning. This comes on the same day that North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan announces that he will not run for re-election in 2010, and Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd says he will not run for re-election in 2010. Is this the beginning of a political earthquake? And is this because of self-inflicted wounds by the Democratic Party, both here in Colorado and nationally? I think the answer is, in part, yes. I think the Democrats have really inflicted some serious wounds on themselves. They have not been nearly as bold as they promised to be. I think here in Colorado, the so-called Colorado miracle, where a bunch of millionaires and billionaires got together to help elect Democrats in 2004 and 2006, may be on its way to becoming the Colorado nightmare. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And what needs to happen to make sure that doesn't happen? Or maybe you think it needs to happen, the Colorado nightmare. I sure don't. I mean, I'll let me just speak to Ritter for a second. I think Bill Ritter did not do a good job of defining himself. I think he was decent on green energy. I think he was decent, if unspectacular, on health care. Decent. The Denver Post reporting on Sunday, as the last year of his term in office arrives, Ritter can rightly claim to have done more to expand health coverage of the uninsured than any governor in 40 years, and I think that's certainly laudable. But he promised to put us on a path to universal health care in this state, and then he reneged on that promise. He also made early headlines stomping on the agenda of organized labor. He vetoed that bill that would have allowed firefighters to unionize. He vetoed that bill that would have made it easier for all workers to unionize in state. I think in that sense, he demoralized his base. I think that's happened and is happening nationally. And I think those are self-inflicted wounds. And that we are learning that when you are a party that isn't willing to take your campaign promises and enact them into law or make a serious attempt at it, you start struggling in the polls. And I think that Ritter saying that he's not running for re-election, and there may be some actual reason that this was some specific reason that this was so abruptly announced. I'm sure that's going to come out. But his numbers for re-election were looking bad, and I think it has to do with the fact that Democrats have not done a good job in state of defining themselves. You can win an election or two, but if you don't start delivering results, the voters will start getting pissed off. Where do you come down? What needs to happen for a Democratic massacre to be averted here in Colorado? 303-713-7600. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM760.
Hi, Dave. The one thing George Bush did was he took care of his base. And if we don't have the base thinking that people care, they're not going to be manning the phones or going out there. And, you know, the donations of time and canvassing are probably greater than a lot of the political donations. And so the Democrats, you know, I think Rahm Emanuel said a couple of weeks ago something to the effect of, where else do the progressives have to go?
Mm-hmm.
And so with the Democrats not being willing to do anything for a progressive agenda and being, you know, to the right of Eisenhower, how, you know, we're going to get trounced, because why should I give up several days or take my kids canvassing with me so that crazy old Republican ladies can yell at them?
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up, because I think the Democrats are relying on you being outraged at the extremism of the Republicans. And I just want to play this clip, and this is what I'm talking about. This is a clip from Jane Norton, the leading Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. The Democrats in Colorado are relying on you and the progressive base being motivated to help any Democrat because of statements from Republicans. Again, this is Jane Norton. Statements like this.
I mean, this is yet another area where the federal government is encroaching. Primary example, the Christmas bomber, right? I mean, he should have been identified as an enemy combatant and gone through a military tribunal. Now he goes through with all the constitutional protections and is through our criminal process. We are letting people go from Gitmo without a good plan of what to do when we close down Gitmo. We're returning guys to Yemen who then plot against us. And what I believe is happening, Steve, is the fact that the rights of terrorists are more important in this administration than the lives of American citizens. And we're seeing it in the criminal field. We're seeing it in the healthcare field. We're seeing it in almost every area that we're looking at.
So that is Jane Norton, and she is explicitly saying that Democrats care more about terrorists than regular working folks, regular American citizens. And I think, I mean, that kind of extremism is odious and disgusting. And I think what the Democrats are relying on is that you and the progressive base will hear that and say, look, I'll vote for any Democrat before I vote for Jane Norton. I mean, what do you say to that?
You know, I will hold my nose and vote for a Democrat before I'll vote for Jane Norton. But if we had a Democrat who, you know, was less corporate, you can't just focus only on national security. We've got to focus on quality of life and the rights of people versus the rights of corporations and traditional democratic values. And I might vote for a corporatist Democrat, but I would work for and strive for a liberal.
And that's the difference, I think. I think that's what the difference between a base that will vote for a Democrat and a base that will actually work to get out the vote for a Democrat. Hey, Josh, thanks for the call. Jim in Longmont. Jim, you got about 30 seconds. Fire away.
Hey, good morning, David.
Good morning.
I agree with most of what you're saying today. I think that I'm a Democrat, or I'm a conservative, and I think it's really hurting my cause, like Ritter stepping down, because I think he could be defeated, whereas I'm not sure about, I don't think McGinnis is that great of a candidate. But I think where you're wrong is your premise. I think we're a center-right nation, and that's why people like Udall have to move towards the center. It's not that he doesn't have conviction, it's that he has to move towards the center, and that your analysis is incorrect in that you're to the left, to the where you don't see.
Well, here's what I don't understand about that analysis, Jim. I mean, first of all, I could read you polls that show 70% of Americans support a public option, 65% of Americans want us to get out of Iraq. I mean, I could read you all the polls about where the progressive movement's agenda is the mainstream and the conservative agenda is not the mainstream. But I'll just throw this out at you, and I'll let you respond.
Sure.
Barack Obama campaigned on an agenda that the conservative movement said was a socialist agenda, right? Remember, you know,
universal
health care and new regulations for Wall Street, and they said it was, okay, he won a resounding victory. So
true.
If we're such a center-right nation, why did the country vote for an alleged socialist?
Well, because the 33% in the middle that determined elections, they're not well-informed. Look at jaywalking, and people don't know who our vice president is, and yet they vote.
Well, I see that. See, and there's no way to prove this other than just to again read the polls on specific issues. The idea that I think that in that election people said, look, I'm for a universal health care system. I don't like insurance companies. I want Wall Street re-regulated. I want us out of Iraq. And I think that progressive agenda is the mainstream agenda. I don't think it's out of step with the country. And I think it proves that the country is actually center left. If anything, you and I can disagree on that. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the call. 752 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still got this rollover up in the high country. It was a semi, so pretty serious situation. It's up around Copper Mountain on the westbound side of 70. Do have lane restrictions both sides of 70 there. Very slick up in the high country where the snow is falling around town. Jam starting to build on C-470. Also for westbounders, Quincy to Hamden. Northbound I-25, a struggle. Bellevue all the way to Yale. Southbounders heavy leaving Thornton again near downtown from basically Park Avenue all the way to 6th Avenue. Southbound side going to be really stop and go in that portion of the highway. Fender Bender, Hamden before Parker Road. High winds on I-25 between New Mexico State Line and Pueblo. Chain laws in effect. Eastbound I-70 over Vail Pass. Forecast. Snow by the end of the commute, that's when temps will drop into the teens. Not much snow in this storm, though, possible 1 to 3 inches. inches. Right now we're at 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Join the University of Denver's top-ranked Daniels College of Business at a graduate information session for working professionals Thursday, January 14th. Register and learn more about their MBA programs at daniels.du.edu.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marich, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM 760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
7:54, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage. You can reach the team at Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Hey, Mike, I heard that the ADP National Employment Report came out today. What do the numbers tell us?
Well, they tell us that we are still losing jobs in the U.S., David. We lost 84,000 jobs from November to December, but I think an important footnote here is that the decline in December was the smallest since March of 2008. So, and the report goes on to say, right on the very first page, second paragraph, employment losses are now rapidly diminishing, and if trends continue, private employment will begin rising within the next few months. So that is certainly a good report in terms of when they come out to say that if the trend continues, private employment will begin rising within the next few months. Boy, that's great news for people that are unemployed, underemployed, or face the prospect of losing their jobs. But in that vein, if you go to presidentialbrokerage.com, we do have a free booklet you can get there on the website at presidentialbrokerage.com. Go in the lower right corner and click on Surviving Job Loss. Now, if you've lost your job or you know somebody that has lost their job, somebody you really care about and you want to show them you care, get this book for them, Surviving Job Loss. It's a free book, and you can help them go through the checklist of things you need to do. So that's, I mean, the news, David, I wouldn't say is good, but it's less bad.
Less bad. Less bad. Go to presidentialbrokerage.com to find that booklet, or give the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. It's the start of the new year. Maybe you've been putting off getting your finances in order, getting an investment strategy in order. Now's the time to do it. 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David, thanks.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
7:58 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the national news, we're going to check in with the Colorado Independent's Katie Redding about a bill moving in the legislature that would prevent any mandates on insurance companies, good mandates, telling insurance companies you got to, for instance, cover maternity care. We're going to check in with her about that bill and what the governor's announcement means for that bill. Then we'll take more of your calls about Bill Ritter's big announcement. Stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. First one, then another, then a third. Three top Democrats have decided not to run for re-election this year because they'd probably lose. Two are in the Senate, Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd of Connecticut and North Dakota's Byron Dorgan. The other is Colorado Governor Bill Ritter. Politico's Marty Cady says Democrats have every reason to be nervous.
The psychology of this for the Democratic Party and for Democratic voters is this. Your guys are bailing because 2010 is going to be a rough year.
Democrats could have trouble holding on to Dorgan's seat in North Dakota, but Dodd's exit could allow a stronger candidate to save the Connecticut seat. State Attorney General Richard Blumenthal believes he's the man for the job.
I take nothing for granted. And I take no one for granted, and we'll work relentlessly.
Losing even one seat could cost the Democrats the 60-vote majority they need to break Republican filibusters. The big chill stretching from the Canadian border to the Gulf of Mexico is raising big concern for the safety of the homeless. WWL's Dave Cohn has a snapshot from New Orleans.
Homeless advocates like Martha Cagle are concerned.
It's just very sad because we worry that they're not able to make good decisions and that those decisions could kill them.
Juan Gonzalez runs the New Orleans mission. He says while they don't have nearly enough beds for all the homeless here, they're making room for people to at least sit inside and get out of the cold.
There's no reason why anybody needs to be outside.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The United States has been helping Yemen fight al-Qaeda terrorists, but Yemen's foreign minister says direct intervention by American troops would only complicate matters. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Officials in Slovakia packed explosives into the bags of unsuspecting passengers boarding a flight to Dublin. It was a test of airport security. Police found most of the contraband, but some got by them. Irish Army spokesman Gavin Young says it was foolish, but no one was ever at risk.
This type of high-grade explosive is potentially extremely dangerous, but they do need to combine with other components to make it into any type of explosive device.
The Slovaks didn't tell the Irish what happened until 3 days after the fact. It's headline news when a great golfer, a governor, or some other celebrity breaks his marriage vows, but CBS News Director of Survey Sarah Dutton tells us a lot of ordinary Americans can fall prey to the same temptation.
63% of Americans say that they know someone who's been unfaithful to his or her spouse. Half as many, 31%, say they don't.
High-tech weapons are being called in to fight the Battle of the Bulge. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
Imagine a sensor that tracks what you eat, counts how many calories you're burning off, even gives you instant feedback when you break your diet. Well, several super high-tech instruments are on the drawing board, and one or two are actually being tested. Scientists hope these super sensors will solve the biggest problem facing doctors with overweight patients, the fact that dieters forget or just plain lie about just how much food they're actually eating and how little exercise they're actually getting. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
The Dow's a point higher in early trading. This is CBS News.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you're going to be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Oh, well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm heading out to pick up some office supplies.
Oh, I'd go to Staples.
Yeah, how are their prices on paper?
Low.
How about printers?
Low.
Laptops?
Low.
Binder clips?
Low.
Legal pads?
Low.
Pens?
Low.
Ballpoint pens?
Low. Look, Staples has low prices every day on over 7,000 items.
Felt tip pens?
I give up.
Save the easy way every day at Staples. And right now, save even more with Staples Dollar Days. Quartet and Uraglide dry erase markers and Westcott 7-inch scissors are just $1. Staples, that was easy. Offer valid through 1-9-10 in store only. Limit 2 per customer while supplies last.
And Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The shocker from the governor's mansion is not official yet, but the search is already underway for a Democrat to run for governor. Bill Ritter is expected to announce later today that he's not running for re-election. Now a lot of eyes are on Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper.
As you know, it was 1 year ago right now he decided to not run because he was just barely in his first term. He's now through most of his second term, so I think he's ready to go.
Political analyst Floyd Cerulli. Other names being mentioned include Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. Get ready for a shivering cold and a blast of snow later today along the Front Range. Meteorologist Bob Kleiler with the National Weather Service says our temperatures will fall throughout the day.
Probably around 40 degrees by sunrise, then we'll see the front come down through the morning hours, and temperatures by afternoon will probably drop into the upper teens to lower 20s.
Kleiler says snowfall will only range from 1 to 2 inches in the metro area. Temperatures should be back up to near 50 by the weekend. In sports, lots of scoring last night, but it came down to the end. The Nuggets eked one out, beating the Golden State Warriors. Final score was 123-122. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where I-25 bogging down downtown, especially in those southbound lanes on the approach to Spear. Speeds will dip into the teens and 20s in spots through there. Off those main roads, we're still cleaning up that crash. Hampton and Parker Road, as well as Lincoln and Dayton. This is the scene of a rollover. That one's just coming in. Speaking of rollovers, outside the metro, we've got a semi that tipped on its side, westbound I-70 near Copper Mountain. Going to be lane restrictions on both sides of the highway as it's very slick there. The cleanup's taking a while in the mountains, so do factor that into your ride as you're making your drive between Frisco and Vail. Quick check on today's forecast. Well, as you heard from Pat, temperatures are going to continue to drop today. In fact, they've fallen about 20 degrees in the last hour and a half. Currently, it's only 23, and again, those temperatures are going to continue to drop, and we are starting to see some light flurries fall on the west side. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through January, when you visit your local neighborhood Toyota dealer, buy 3 tires and get the 4th for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye, bye, bye.
806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to change things around a little bit here. Joining us in studio now, the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, Dick Wadhams. And I just want to make sure everybody knows this. We are in the process. I think we have, Turk, you have invited Pat Walk to come on the show as well, right?
Yes. Okay. And from what I understand, she is not going to be talking until after the press conference and all the stuff going on this afternoon.
I just need to make sure that our audience knows that we have invited on the chairwoman of the Colorado Democratic Party, because I know our audience knows Dick Wadhams well from being in the paper and from being the head of the Republican Party. So we have basically Colorado's version of Darth Vader right here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. And I guess the first question I would have for you is Bill Ritter's announcement that he's not running for re-election, is that good news or bad news for the Colorado Republican Party?
Actually, David, you asked a good question. Governor Ritter was a very weak incumbent. The last time we unseated the last time a sitting elected governor was defeated for re-election was 1962. And Governor Ritter truly was the weakest incumbent we've seen in a long time here. And then throw in the national environment, which is affecting Colorado. His numbers were bad. Now, having said that, you know, when you look at the field that that might emerge as the candidate for governor now, it's much different running statewide than running in the city of Denver, as in the case of Mary Hickenlooper. Ken Salazar, obviously he was very popular as a senator, but you know, he left Colorado to go back to work in the Obama administration. And that's one of the reasons why the numbers in Colorado were sagging for Democrats, because of the of some of the rejection of the Obama policies. Andrew Romanoff, many of the issues that were dragging down Ritter were supported and driven by Speaker Romanoff. So the face changes, but I still believe the environment and the issues themselves still work to our favor ultimately.
The idea, I mean, Ken, let's take Ken Salazar for a second. I mean, I am of the belief, and I say this with no, I'm not excited about this, obviously, but I am not convinced that John Hickenlooper is as strong a candidate as everybody thinks he will be. I mean, I think he could be a strong candidate. I'm not even as convinced that Ken Salazar is as strong a candidate as everyone thinks. Ken Salazar, what, he won by 1 point when he ran with 1 or 2 points when he ran in a major statewide race against Pete Coors. And I wonder, from your perspective, what you think, and I'm putting you on the spot here, but if I'm willing as a progressive to concede that the Democratic field is weak, what do you think the weaknesses are, the potential weaknesses are, for the Republicans coming into this election?
We have two candidates for our gubernatorial nomination still, Scott McGinnis and Dan Mays. Scott clearly is the front runner right now, and barring something unforeseen happening, he will probably be our nominee. And we still have to go through a process, and other candidates could get in. Maybe Ritter's withdrawal will invite other candidates, for all I know. But I think that Scott, if he's our nominee, I think he brings some tremendous personal talents to the race. He was a member of Congress for 12 years. He was practically unopposed for re-election in the 3rd district, which now has a Democratic congressman, as you know. So Scott's got some tremendous strengths and talents that I think match up well with whoever the Democrats nominate. It's going to be a great campaign.
Do you concede any weakness? I mean, maybe I'll put it this way.
Okay.
I'll go back and say, if there was weakness in the Republican Party, I still think there is weakness. That's my perspective. But if there was weakness, I mean, you've got to acknowledge that the last couple of elections are at some level a reflection on Republican weakness, or maybe you only think it's past Republican weaknesses. What do you think those weaknesses were? Why do you think they may not exist now?
You know, David, I really do believe we lost our identity as the party of fiscal responsibility in the early 2000s, and that came back to haunt us, because when you take away that mantle of fiscal responsibility from a Republican, you lay them in a very vulnerable position, because that defines our party, or should define our party. Second of all, the rejection of George Bush. He was a huge drag. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I'm not a Bush detractor, but the brutal truth is the public issued a very harsh verdict on the Bush administration the last two cycles, and every Republican candidate was seen through the lens of George Bush. I mean, there's no doubt about that. George Bush is off the stage now. Now the national environment is being defined by what is happening in Washington with this new Obama administration, these massive Democratic majorities. I really do think the Democrats have made a mistake the way they have rammed through this health care bill. I think that there are some... the more that people take a look at the details of this health care bill, including, by the way, I think Democrats are going to say, wait a minute, this is not what we envisioned when we elected these big majorities and this new president. I think this thing has a long way to go, and so it just makes for a great year coming up.
Again, in studio with us, Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams, to many of us, the Darth Vader of Colorado, and I appreciate you taking the time to be in studio. I guess, what about the criticism? We just heard it from Jason Bain of Colorado Polls, and he leans to the progressive side. He said, you know, the issue is that, yeah, Democrats may be weak and they may have not defined themselves properly. And in many cases, they may have demoralized their base. But the Republicans, especially at the state level, have no answers. I mean, the budget issue, for instance, this is a complex beast and nobody has got good soundbite ready answers. The Republicans have offered up nothing that would actually fix the situation. What do you say to that?
Oh, well, without going, we don't have time today to go into great specifics, but I do think that our leadership in the legislature, Josh Penry and Mike May and their fellow Republican colleagues did offer some alternatives in the last two sessions on the budget. I think they also did so on issues like education and health care. But we were in the minority. I mean, we didn't have the votes to do anything with those proposals. And but you are right in one respect, David, that we cannot win elections by just being against the Democratic agenda. We have to put forth a positive. I think the platform for prosperity that McGinnis laid out a few weeks ago, I think actually is a great start.
What about the tension inside the Republican Party? Now, I've got to believe that there's tension here where you've got a public that is not happy, for instance, with the excesses on Wall Street, not happy with the health insurance industry, even though this health care bill, I've got my criticism of it. I don't like this bill. I think it's a giveaway to the insurance industry. Now, the Republican Party, let's just be frank here. The Republican Party has for years been the party of big business. There's got to be a tension where the Republican Party could, let's say, run against the health care bill. The Republican Party run against Democratic bailouts to Wall Street, as just two examples. Except the Republican Party has been, for many years, aligned with many of those interests. What kind of tension is that creating inside the Republican? I mean, you see it with the Tea Party. How much is that? How much? You're the chairman of the party. How much have you seen that tension actually play out in the day to day workings of the Republican Party?
The fact of the matter is that when you see the bailouts of Wall Street and major corporations like auto companies, is that these were driven now by the Obama administration, and I think that they're now finding themselves in the position of being the party and the administration of cozying up to Wall Street and major corporations, and then throw in the health care bill as well.
But the Republicans have, I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here and agree with you on that point that the Democratic Party under President Obama has been too close to big corporations. So there's a place we agree. But I you could make that criticism at the same level, if not worse, of the Bush administration. I mean, the Halliburton and so my question is, that's a Republican legacy that you can't just. It's not just you can't wipe it away from voters' minds. It's something that's built up into the party machinery. So is there a stress there inside the party?
Indeed. Indeed there is. But I would also say that I think that's changing. And I think that when you look at the near unanimous opposition to the stimulus bill, which I think now is being proven to be rather marginal in its effect on the economy, when you look at the almost unanimous opposition to the bailouts and to the massive appropriations bill, the unanimous opposition by Republicans to the health care bill, I think that the debate is changing now. And I think that's going to be one of the dynamics of this election.
Well, final question for you. And again, in studio with us, Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams. We talked yesterday on this station about John Caldera, his proposed ballot initiative that would opt Colorado out of an individual health insurance mandate. And I posed the question, would progressives be for that ballot initiative if there was no public option? My point is that if you're going to force me, I'm uncomfortable being forced to buy a product, and I'm particularly uncomfortable being forced to buy a product that you give me no public option. At least maybe give me an option where I can buy the product that I have to buy, I have some vague ownership over as a citizen or as a voter. And the response on this station was that people were like, yeah, I would vote for that. I don't like John Caldera, but I would vote for that. Is that an example of where you're talking about the Republican Party sort of shifting itself into a way that might be able to attract independent and even on select issues some progressive voters.
I got to tell you, David, I'm appalled by the windfall that the insurance companies are going to get on this individual mandate. I mean, it's I think the individual mandate is unconstitutional. I'm not any kind of scholar on that, but it strikes me that compelling a person to enter into a private contract with a private company is something is unprecedented. And I do think that that's why this healthcare debate and all the other issues that have come down the pike the last year, I think it's changing the terms of debate. So there's an interesting world.
It is scrambling the debate. Oh, I do have one. I forgot to ask this question.
Okay.
You made yourself well known in Colorado, and you won an election as the campaign manager. I believe you were campaign manager for Wayne Allard.
Yes, sir.
Calling Tom Strickland a lawyer lobbyist. Now, Scott McGinnis is a lawyer and was a lobbyist. That's a verifiably true fact. When the Democrats throw that same criticism at Scott McGinnis, what are you going to say to that? Because you effectively won an election using indicting the Democratic candidate for the exact same credentials.
Scott McGinnis's career is defined as he was a state legislator before he got elected to Congress from the 3rd Congressional District, served for 12 years as a member of the Congress of the United States. His association with the law firm is a much smaller part of his resume. Tom Strickland, his life was defined by that.
Tom Strickland, in fairness, went on to become, I think, a major health insurance executive. I think he's at United Health. Right.
It was. Now he's at Salazar.
That's right. But he then, after the race, he became that.
So I think that that's going to be the difference between the two backgrounds.
All right. Well, I will hold you to that. Dick Wadhams, the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, to many of us, the Darth Vader of Colorado. By the way, I met Dick Wadhams back 10 years ago when I was working in Montana. He defeated the first candidate that I worked for, Brian Schweitzer. Thank you so much for taking the time. 820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get back to the phone, 303-713-7600. What do you think the Colorado Democrats need to do to prevent an electoral massacre in 2010? The big announcement, Governor Bill Ritter announcing he is not running for re-election. Is that good news for Democrats? Maybe you heard Dick Wadhams acknowledge that maybe some of the candidates who might take the top of the ticket, who might fill that top of the ticket slot for Democrats, you heard him say that they may be as strong or stronger than Ritter. Maybe this is good news for Democrats. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And who do you want to see take that top ticket slot? Ed Perlmutter? John Hickenlooper, Ken Salazar, do you think those are strong candidates? Or do you think this potential political massacre for Democrats is inevitable? 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Give us a call. We'll take them after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Got an accident, new one. It's on the tollway, E-470 at U.S. 85 up in Adams County. Also, semi-rollover crash in the cleanup phase, westbound I-70 near Copper Mountain. Really slick conditions in the high country where the snow is flying. It's already starting to come down here in the metro as well. Fender Bender, Hamden and Parker Road. Also, a new rollover accident at Lincoln and Dakota. That's just one block south of Alameda. Forecast, slight chance of snow this morning. Looks like it's going to happen. Snow this afternoon, just about 1 to 3 inches of accumulation. Our warmest temps before 9 o'clock, we've seen that. We're already starting to fall. Highs in the high teens this afternoon. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hair stylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works, growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier. I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
Have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution?
So let the beginning.
And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or trade more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Four here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You just heard from Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams in the wake of this big announcement that Governor Bill Ritter is not running for re-election. And it was interesting that he he wasn't taking a victory lap, right? I mean, that was the interesting part of that interview. Wadhams was not taking a victory lap. I think he knows that this may complicate the Republicans' problems, not necessarily make them easier. It's oftentimes easier to run against an unpopular or not super popular incumbent than it is to run against a challenger in an open seat race. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Are you happy that Ritter is not running for re-election? Do you think this is bad for Democrats? What do you think this says about the state of progressive politics, Democratic politics in Colorado? Are we headed towards a Republican wave? 303-713-7600. Ross in Centennial. Ross, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. This is Ross.
Hey there.
Hey, I called you, I guess, back in the summer, the spring or the summer, and there was a lot of discontent going on about Bill Ritter, and I explained to you that if you wanted a perfect example of what a Democrat looks like that did not run in a contested primary, that would be Bill Ritter. Now, I was at the state assembly that formally nominated him up in Greeley back in 2006. And, you know, he got up there on stage, and I really did not get a feel of enthusiasm from the crowd. It's like, yeah, you know, we didn't have to go through a damaging primary, and this guy never really had any opposition during that primary. I don't know if this really comes to a point that made him come to this decision that he's making. There's probably, you know, a lot of things going on that that we don't know about at this point. We really won't know until his press conference. But I think he lucked out running against Bob Beaupre, who ran probably the most terrible campaign I've ever seen in my life, I would hope that Hickenlooper will be the one who throws in the towel. He's got grassroots support. He has built his political base, and Ritter never ever had anything like that before. Hickenlooper's got his. I think he's going to do well with fundraising, but he's also got. He's going to have feet on the ground. He's got people who like him and support him, and that has.
What do you think they like about him?
Well, he's got the business background. He's got the Brewpub background. I'm sure that's why you would support him.
Well, I want to be clear. I am not supporting him. I'm not supporting any of these people until. Let me rephrase the question here instead of asking about Hickenlooper. You're suggesting that a contested primary is good, and I certainly agree. There's ample evidence to suggest that when you get contested vigorous primaries, those often help find the strongest candidate. It's the first initial test. So I wonder if you think moving forward there actually should be a contested primary, because there's a lot of talk now that we need to, now more than ever, we need to avert a primary because it's so relatively late in the game.
Well, you know, David, I think it really depends on the situation at that time. Like I said, Ritter ran without a contested primary, and he lucked out because he ran against Bob Beaupre. In this case, I think Ritter is, or I should say Scott McGinnis is actually looking better in the polling right now because Ritter is such a weak candidate. Well, Hickenlooper is not going to be a weak candidate, and I think that guy was right from Colorado polls. I think they're more worried about running against Hickenlooper, and I think like you said, Dick Wadhams was he kept things close to the vest.
Yeah, he did. Definitely from that interview, he didn't seem to be taking a victory lap, because I think he knows that this might not be such good news for the Republican Party. Hey Ross, thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you soon. John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
David, how are you?
All right, man.
Good. I just wanted to, I've been thinking, and maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I think there's only one party, and that's the corporate party. And I think they manipulate through the media, which is corporate-owned. They manipulate the right and the left to keep each other arguing back and forth and totally missing the big picture, where they're just stealing everything, all the wealth. I mean, it's comical. We are, you know, I mean, I'd almost be a teabagger, except for they stand for the wrong thing. I mean, the taxes are ridiculous. I'd like to you know, protest the taxes, but then they think I was a teabagger, you know?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's a conspiracy in the sense that a conspiracy suggests that something is secret. And I think that when you look at campaign finance reports, you can tell that both parties are reliant on big money. And I think that that said, look, there are real differences between Scott McGinnis and any of the potential Democrats to run for governor. I mean, there are very, very real differences. I'll give you one big example here, that by executive order, a new Republican governor could rescind the right of state workers to unionize and organize just by fiat. That doesn't even have to go through the legislature. Now, does that mean that Scott McGinnis versus whatever Democrat runs is the same difference between, you know, a Dennis Kucinich and a Barack Obama, or a Dennis Kucinich and a Hillary Clinton in a Democratic primary? Absolutely not. And I think that you're right. I think that if you look at the totality of both the so-called Colorado Democratic miracle, what that has produced in terms of policies, and you look at it in totality of what the Republicans produced here in Colorado, there are differences, but the differences aren't as great as the political media makes them out to be.
Well, ultimately, it still comes down to the money and the corporate power, I think. I don't know.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I think, look, you heard Dick Wadhams. The other interesting part about that interview with the Colorado Republican Party chairman was the fact that he is saying that a lot of these issues are scrambling politics in a way that they haven't been scrambled, at least not very recently. That you hear the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party bashing insurance companies. Right? I mean, this is, and I agree with you in the sense that it's probably not authentic, that it's, you know, both parties trying to seize the rhetorical mantle of anti-corporate populism. But, you know, I guess I step back and I say, look, here's the thing. if we're at least talking about this, if both parties are at least seeing the value in trying to rhetorically position themselves as the people who are going to take on excessive corporate power, that's a shift in the debate. Right? I mean, I can remember back, and I'm sure you can too, back to the late Clinton years and early Bush years, and actually all throughout the Bush years, where we weren't even talking about this at all. I mean, this just wasn't part of the debate at all. The so-called neoliberals, right? The free trade, pro-NAFTA, deregulate Wall Street. That was the new Democrats, the DLC Democrats of the Clinton years. It was the Bush people. We weren't talking about that. And now at least the terms of the debate have shifted, and there is, and I wrote a book about this, The Uprising, about populism on both the right and left, and how both sides are trying to seize this mantle of populism. And the question really is, not only which side will be electorally successful, but which side will feel the most pressure to actually deliver on the rhetoric that they are putting out there come election time. Hey, John, thanks for the call. Let's go to Anna and Greeley. Anna, you're on AM 760.
Hey
there.
Making the same point that man made about one party system. We do have, and we have had for many years. Back in the 80s, the Democrats were in the majority and they voted for everything the Republicans wanted. Now, this time, the insurance thing, the Republicans, that was so weird. This is what they wanted, the corporations to win. And so they pretended to be against these things that have come up.
Right. I mean, it was, you know, like George Bush was the guy who proposed the original Wall Street bailout. Mm-hmm. And then the congressional Republicans voted against it because they thought that McCain would lose. And, you know, I said to Dick Wadhams off air, I said, you know, and I would have said it on air. It just didn't come up. I said, you know, seems to me. And maybe people think I'm crazy when they hear this, but it seems to me that the health care bill, the politics of the health care bill, the model of the health care bill is the same model of George Bush's Medicare prescription drug program, right? Uh-huh. George Bush's Medicare prescription drug program was quote-unquote liberal in the sense that it extended prescription drug coverage, some prescription drug coverage, to Medicare recipients. Uh-huh. It was conservative or corporate in the sense that it just simply subsidized the drug industry. It didn't allow Medicare to negotiate prices. It was this model of that the government policy, if it's going to be used at all, should be used to give away a huge amount of taxpayer money to bribe corporations. And it seems to me that's exactly what the health care bill is. Now, what's different now, however, is that you've got the Republican Party, and I do think this is true, at least rhetorically, going back to its roots. It's real. It's old historical roots as quote unquote fiscal conservatives. Now, whether that's really whether they'd really legislate that way in this new era, who knows? But you hear them going back to that old. And when I mean old, I'm talking about 1940s, 1950s, 1960s Republicanism.
But they're only conservative when it comes to the people of this country. They love having to send out lots of money to murder people overseas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and there really is no left politically. There are people who are left. Me, for example, I really am. Politically, we see nothing but bouncing back and forth.
That's exactly right. And actually, Harold Meyerson, the great columnist for the Washington Post, has a piece in the Washington Post today saying that that's the difference between the eras that progressives look back on fondly, the New Deal era, the Great Society era, and today that those eras that we look back fondly on had real grassroots, organized, independent, progressive movements, and today we don't have nearly as many of those for various reasons. Hey, Anna, thanks for the call. 836 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bill Ritter announcing that he is not running for re-election. What does this mean for the Colorado Democratic Party? Is this good for Republicans? Is this good for Democrats? Who do you want to see take the place of Governor Ritter at the top of the ticket? What do you think Bill Ritter did wrong? Why do you think his polling numbers were so weak here in Colorado on his way to running for re-election? Do you think Scott McGinnis, the leading Republican candidate, is going to win now that Ritter has stepped aside? Or do you think the Democrats can, on the fly, produce a stronger candidate? John Hickenlooper has been floated. Ken Salazar, the current Interior Secretary, has been floated. Where do you come down? Who do you want to see run? 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. Also, you can instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. After the break, we'll get back to your calls. And I just want to go back to health care for a second. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from President Obama. There's this whole talk now that the Congress is going to hold the final health care negotiations in secret. President Obama had made a promise not to do that. I want you to hear the audio of it. We'll play it for you after a traffic update with John Turk.
Things are starting to loosen up on the freeways around town, Dave. 25, still a mess both directions, mostly on the southbound side, though. Let's start up north. I-70 to Spear, going to be showing speeds in the 20s and 30s. Again, from 17th Avenue down to 6th Avenue, and more jams from Colorado up around the bend to Hamden Ave. Northbounders hitting the brakes there from Broadway to 6th. Have a accident, E-470 at US 85 in Adams County. Also a rollover crash at Lincoln and Dakota. That's just one block south of Alameda. If you're going in now, the high country, slick conditions from Georgetown to Vail. Semi-rollover crash westbound side at Copper Mountain. Forecast today, snow by the end of the commute. Looks like it's already started. Temps are going to drop into the teens today. Not much snow in this storm. A possible 1 to 3 inches. Our current downtown temperature, though, 27 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pearle Vision, where they do things differently to make your eye care experience a whole lot better. Like being upfront about costs, so there's no surprises at the register, and taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage. Visit pearlvision.com to learn more. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Oh, hey, have you seen this new show yet? It might be the best cop drama slash time travel show in TV history. I would know. I have Comcast Digital Preferred. I get thousands of on-demand choices I can watch whenever I want for just $39.99 a month for 6 months. And with on-demand, you can go back and watch past episodes or even whole seasons. This weekend, I'm doing a marathon to catch up on the best celebrity-hosted talent competition ever created.
Comcast has all the things to help you do your thing, like Comcast Digital Preferred for $39.99 a month for 6 months. You get thousands of on-demand choices that you can watch whenever you want. You can pause, rewind, even start watching in one room and finish in another. That's a lot of stuff to get excited about. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com today.
Offer ends 1-21-10. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to digital preferred for new residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
Natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Fresh Vacations assembled 18 travel companies on hand to help plan your next cruise or land tour. Free admission, the travel marketplace. Sunday, January 10th, 11 to 2, Doubletree Denver Tech Center, I-25 in Orchard Road. Brought to you by Fresh Vacations.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes?
You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to GEICO.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have all your business info at your desk, which is fine, except for the fact that you're out on jobs, you're getting supplies, you're out getting customers. In fact, the one place you're probably not is at your desk. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online is made for you. It makes it easy to access invoices, sales records, and customer info from virtually anywhere, even with a compatible mobile device. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you run your business from wherever you are. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
8:42 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Before we get back to the phones about Governor Ritter's big announcement that he's dropping out of the 2010 gubernatorial race, I want to play for you a clip that was dug up by the Iowa Independent, the sister publication of the Colorado Independent. Yesterday we talked about how the Democrats are moving to close the final health care negotiations, the Senate House Conference Committee negotiations on the federal health care bill. And C-SPAN has sent a letter to President Obama and to Congress saying that they are ready to film those negotiations based on President Obama's campaign promise. Now, what am I talking about President Obama's campaign promise? Well, I want you to listen to this clip because the need for transparency, as I said yesterday, is extremely, extremely important. And there's no one else who has articulated that better than Barack Obama.
I want to be honest. My plan is not that different from Hillary Clinton's plan or John Edwards' plan or any of the other plans. Question is, how do you move it forward? Now, I admire Senator Clinton and Bill Clinton for having tried in 1993, but they did it the wrong way, because what they did was they went behind closed doors and they tried to come up with a plan without even including some key members of Congress, including members of their own party. And because they kept things so tight, meanwhile, the lobbyists for the insurance companies, the HMOs, were out there organizing, mobilizing, raising money, and they started running those TV ads. The Clinton plan was dead on arrival because they had not enlisted the American people into the conversation. So here's how I would do it. I'll have a big table, and we will have every stakeholder in the system. Doctors, nurses, hospital administrators, patients, advocates, employers, labor. And I will have insurance company representatives and drug company representatives at the table. They just won't be able to buy every chair. And I will sit down at the table. I'll have the biggest chair. And I will put my plan in the center of the table. And I'll say, here's my goal, making sure everybody has coverage, improving quality, controlling costs. I think my plan does it better than anybody else's, but I welcome from everybody else ideas. Now, if the drug companies say, just as an example, you know, we can't negotiate for the cheapest available price on drugs like you asked, Mr. President, because we need all this money to put into research and development, I'll call in the health economist to ask him, is this true? But this is all going to be on C-SPAN. The American people will be watching. So it's not behind closed doors, it's open. And so the drug company or the healthcare economist will come in and he'll tell me what I know to be true, which is, yes, some of the money goes into research and development, the profits they make, but a lot of those profits are going into those TV ads. A lot of what they call research and development is going into those TV ads where, you know, people are running around in fields looking happy. You don't know what the drug is for. Except for that one drug. And so the point is, the point of this exercise is that because the process is open and we will be educating and instructing the American people on the choices that we have to make to actually deliver on health care. That's where my strength comes from. That's where my allies are. That's where I place my trust, because let me tell you, that's how you move Congress. That's the counterweight to the lobbyists. You know, the ways of Washington are not that complicated. Congressmen want to get reelected. If they think the best way for them to get reelected is to side with the lobbyists, they'll side with the lobbyists. And if they're convinced that the only way for them to get reelected is to side with the people, they will side with the people. And my job is to invite the people in so that they're paying attention. And if they do, we will win every single battle that we need to win to make a better America.
That was Barack Obama telling us why these health care negotiations need to be open. Of course, they're not going to be open. The Democrats in Congress announcing that they'll be negotiating the final bill in secret. The Obama administration, by the way, asked about the discrepancy between what's going to happen and the president's words on the candidate Obama's words on the campaign trail. And the White House, of course, gave us the big, oh, there's no discrepancy whatsoever. The president's very happy, thinks he's living up to his campaign promises for transparency, for allowing C-SPAN to film the negotiations. Of course, that hasn't happened. And I just point that out because that's why candidate Obama right there explained why it's so important to have transparency. We're going to go back to the phones now. 303-713-7600. Continue our discussion about the future of the Democratic Party here in Colorado. Bill Ritter announcing that he's not running for re-election. What do you think this means for Colorado Democrats? Is it a good thing for Colorado Democrats? What did Bill Ritter do wrong as governor? Do you think he did wrong? Do you think this is a good day for Democrats, a bad day? Are you happy about this announcement? We'll go to Shelley and Parker. Shelley, you're on AM 760.
Yes. Bill Ritter, I have two comments. Made the mistake of not pleasing his base, all the people, same thing Obama is making, going to the right and acting like a Republican. That's my opinion, and so these people aren't going to get out and vote. Labor, they're angry, and I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a Republican would be, but unfortunately, I think that's what's happening. And I don't know who would elect a Republican so fast, because really the Democrats haven't had a solid majority like we're all saying. You know, isn't that long ago, what a mess things were when they were in power, you know? I mean, I don't agree with anything they do. And also, I don't know if you remember Dick Cheney saying deficits don't matter.
Right, I remember that, right.
Nobody is saying that. And all of a sudden we got this Republican Party that's so worried about deficits.
Well, you know, I'm not giving it the credence of authenticity, but I am saying I think it is an interesting rhetorical turn that even the chairman of the Republican Party here in Colorado can acknowledge that these debates have scrambled the normal boundaries of politics. I mean, he acknowledged that there's tension inside the Republican Party over these things. And let's be fair, that among rank-and-file conservatives, certainly not Republican leaders, but among rank-and-file conservatives, they did not necessarily love some of the policies pushed by George Bush, the spending policies. Now, I disagree with them about what they want to do moving forward, but you're seeing what's so fascinating about this moment is that you're really seeing some tension in both parties. And the question is, which sides of those fights inside of both parties will be successful? I submit to you that if the corporate side of the Democratic Party is successful and the what you might call the principled conservative side, the populist principled conservative side of the Republican Party are both simultaneously victorious inside their parties, it will mean that the Democrats are going to lose and lose huge. I'm not necessarily saying that's a good thing. That's why I'm saying I think it's important to get the Democrats back to, as you say, back to their core principles, back to their core progressive principles, because if they don't go back there, I think they are going to get absolutely destroyed in the 2010 election. Hey, Shelley, thanks for the call. 8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Paul, I know you've been holding. We'll get to your call after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic, like I said, loosening up around the city. In the last report, it's still looking that way. Snow is starting to fly, so road conditions could worsen for us as the morning turns into afternoon. Accident, E-470 up in Adams County at US 85. Still working a rollover crash at Lincoln, just one block south of Alameda. Also got a new medical emergency at Broadway and Alameda. In the high country, some slick conditions caused an early semi-rollover crash near Copper Mountain. There's still some lane restrictions set up by CDOT up there on both sides of I-70. It's going to be very slick in the high country. Light flurries starting to fall around Denver. Foggy conditions around the metro area as well. Your forecast, slight chance of snow in the morning, then snow this afternoon. Accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Warmest temps before 9 a.m. We're going to see things fall now. Highs in the high teens this afternoon. Right now, we're at 25 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brewpub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
About geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow. Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
That's very thoughtful.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help insure more than just your car. They can help you with your motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 303-798-3939 today. That's 303-798-3939. Or visit your local GEICO office at 15271 East Mississippi Avenue in Aurora.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
856, that's a good song for right now. A revolution. Bill Ritter, the governor, announcing he's not running for re-election in a bombshell of an announcement late last night. He's having a press conference this morning. Colorado Democrats freaking out. Is this the end of the Colorado Democratic miracle, quote-unquote? And if so, what do Democrats need to do to prevent a Democratic massacre in 2010 here in Colorado? And by the way, nationally, same day that Ritter announced he's not running for re-election, Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota announces the same thing, and so does Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut, and those seats might be lost by Democrats as well. Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I'm going to talk a little bit about Governor Ritter and his lack of popularity among Democrats. You know, the type of person who is interested in being a district attorney, that mindset, I think, is kind of antithetical to the progressive agenda anyway. And as a result, he was a much more centrist Democrat than I think most progressives in Colorado wanted. I think there were a lot of people like me who sort of held their nose and pulled the lever for him, you know, metaphorically at least, because, I mean, the guy was running smoothly whiplash. How could you vote for Beaupret? On the other hand, the fact that he's anti-labor, and I think he made that real clear with his stances over the last couple of years, probably is one of the reasons that he decided not to run for re-election, because he knew he lost the labor vote entirely.
And well, I think there's something to that. I think there's something to him looking at a demoralized base, at a bad year and bad poll numbers, and saying that he might not be able to pull it off. That's probably part of this story. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. Scott McGinnis just issued a statement. I'll tell it to you after the national news.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Dodd and Dorgan, two longtime Democratic names in the U.S. Senate, now departing. Both won't run for re-election this fall in a year the party figured it was in for a struggle to retain its majority. Connecticut resident Larry Brazell says Chris Dodd's time has passed.
I'm elated that he's gone. I couldn't be happier. I think the whole country is going to benefit by him retiring.
While Dodd's seat may remain Democratic in North Dakota, insiders say Byron Dorgan's departure likely means a Republican advantage. CBS News political analyst Mark Ambender says there could be a domino effect now.
So many other Democrats are thinking of retiring, and these retirements, in essence, give these Democrats cover to make the same decision. And the more Democrats retire, the worse it's going to be for them in 2010.
Also not running for re-election this fall, a man considered a rising Democratic star, Colorado Governor Bill Ritter. Will heads roll in the Obama administration because of the security lapses that led to the attempted terror attack on Christmas?
We're not going to jump to any conclusions yet. We're going to work this review right through to the very end, and then we'll make some decisions.
National Security Council Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough on the CBS Early Show, he says the message from the president is that all intelligence leads need follow-up and coordination. With concerns growing about students and how they do in math and science, the Obama administration wants to up the ante. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, what's in the works?
Well, coming up later today, Steve, the president announcing a $250 million public-private effort to improve the teaching of science and math. Mr. Obama will tell a White House audience the quality of math and science teachers is the most important single factor deciding whether students will succeed or fail. The White House says the goal here is to lift students to the top of the pack in those two fields over the next decade. The White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A car to turn over in parts of the Midwest is still tough as the bitter cold snap hangs on and figures to be an issue right through the weekend. CBS's Dave Price from the early show is in Bismarck, North Dakota, where it's 5 degrees.
It's not just the cold temperatures here which are a problem. You know, head to the eastern Great Lakes and you have lake effect, where it has snowed for days. And in the deep south, where they enjoy typically very comfortable winter weather, it's been bitter cold. And there, it's not only a threat to people, it's a threat to the economy as well. Citrus crops are in great danger.
In Nevada's Nye County, Jim Davis and his wife are looking to hire the state's first male sex workers for their Shady Lady Ranch.
We've had different requests at different times, and she just thought maybe that would be a good way to add a few bucks to the bottom line.
More than 100 men have applied for jobs. Women have inquired about being clients. Davis says gay sex there is not being encouraged. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 14 points. This is CBS News.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-0907. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-0907. That's 1-800-400-0907. 1-800-400-0907.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update.
A first-term governor quitting a re-election campaign is unbelievable.
Political analyst Floyd Cerulli was not the only one shocked to hear that Governor Bill Ritter won't be running for re-election. Democratic Party Chair Pat Walk and Speaker of the House Terrence Carroll also say they had no idea. They are both expected to be on hand when Governor Ritter makes his decision official later this morning. Republicans are also reacting today. They're trying to figure out what comes next, but they say they're confident about taking on either of two names mentioned as possible candidates to replace Governor Ritter.
Ken Salazar has Obama wrapped around his neck. And in terms of Romanoff, all the policies that Ritter was vulnerable over, he supported and voted for.
That is state GOP chair Dick Wadhams. In sports, there was no shortage of scoring last night when the Denver Nuggets took on the Golden State Warriors. It came down to Golden State missing a shot at the buzzer. That gave the Nuggets a 123-122 win. Colorado Avalanche are at home tonight against the New York Islanders. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where there's no highway crashes or stalls to get in your way, but the current weather conditions are causing everybody to drive about 5 miles an hour slower than you used to, so that could tack a minute or two onto your drive as we're at the tail end of this morning's commute. Medical emergencies off the highways in a couple different spots, one of them Bellevue and I-25, the other one Broadway and Alameda. Quick check on today's forecast. Like I said, that fog's rolling in, flurries are falling, and temperatures are dropping. In fact, at 6:30 this morning, it was 45 degrees, currently only 21. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Join. Winter driving is just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind the plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk, as promised, I want to read you this statement just off the wires from Scott McGinnis, the leading Republican candidate for governor in the wake of Bill Ritter announcing that he is not running for re-election. This just off the wire. Sean Duffy, spokesman for Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott McGinnis, wants to make sure his guy gets share of the credit for Ritter's announcement that he's going to pull out of the governor's race. This is according to Westward. As Duffy puts it, quote, "We beat the varsity team a little earlier than we thought we would." Westward asks, does that mean whoever becomes the Democratic standard bearer will be part of the JV squad? Quote, Duffy says they've got to go to Plan B or the B team, and we'll be prepared to run as hard against them as we would have run against Governor Ritter, and we expect to be very successful. Do you think this is good news or bad news for Scott McGinnis? Do you think that Ritter pulling out of the race is a sign that the Colorado quote-unquote Democratic miracle is over? And what do we have to show for that miracle? 303-713-7600. The phones have been, you know, typically the phones are pretty heavy. We get a lot of call volume here. The phones are wide open. I don't know. Do people not care about this story? Do people not care that the top Democratic standard bearer is not running for re-election and that Democrats now could lose the governor's seat? I don't get it. We're not getting a lot of calls. 303-713-7600. Maybe it's the snow out there. We have been getting a lot of instant messages. Let me read you a couple. This just came in from Lola. David, at first I was confused as to why Dick Wadhams would even come on your show this morning, but then it hit me. And she's referring to Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams, who was in studio here just a little while ago. Lola says this was a very strategic recruiting move on his part. The weakness demonstrated in the Democratic Party right now presents an opportunity for the Republicans to recruit the quote-unquote fiscally conservative Democrats over to their side. Notice how he kept emphasizing the fiscal facets of the Republican Party with no mention of the social issues. I did notice that. This is from Sharon in Parker. Hi, David. It's a good day for progressive Democrats. The caller, Ross, was correct. As progressives, we were less than enthused initially with Bill Ritter as the Democratic selection. We were told he was our best chance for success after all those long years of Bill Owens. In fact, Jay Marvin was trying to draft someone to run against him, a legislator from Vail. And so she's saying that this is good news that Bill Ritter is out. Mark O. David, the midterm elections will be a disaster for the Democrats. Never before in history has a political advantage that the Democrats gained in November 2008 been squandered and lost so quickly. Truly, truly astonishing. It is truly astonishing. You can instant message us am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. And I'll reiterate again, what do you think this means for the Colorado Democratic Party? Do you think that the Colorado Democrats can recover from this? What do they have to do to recover from this? And I'll throw out one other topic because it's near and dear to my heart. We've been talking about health care. And as you know, I am a small D Democrat before I am a supporter of any big D Democrat. And I was incensed to hear that the House and Senate Democrats are moving forward to hold a conference committee to negotiate the final and most important parts of the health care bill in secret. I was disgusted with that. And it's just antithetical if you're for democracy. And the Democrats saying, oh, this is good because this will disenfranchise Republicans in Congress. It won't let them stall anything. It won't let them try to amend the bill. I think that's despicable and gross. But I also think it's a violation of President Obama's very clear campaign promise. President Obama had promised that all health care negotiations would be done not only in public, but would be televised on C-SPAN. We just played for you that clip of candidate Obama making that promise. Now, you could argue to me, well, look, Obama doesn't get to decide how Congress conducts itself, and that's somewhat true, but this just off the wire. The Hill's Jared Allen reports that according to Democratic leadership aides, the strategy of holding the final negotiations in secret was agreed upon at a meeting between two top Democrats of each chamber, President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, at a meeting Tuesday night. All top Democratic figures, including the president, have signed off. The White House was asked about this. at a press conference yesterday. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibb raised eyebrows in the briefing room on Tuesday when he said that the president does not regret his campaign pledge to allow health care negotiations to be televised, even as the administration is breaking that promise. Gibbs actually going further and insisting that the process of crafting health care reform has been, quote, very similar to what the president envisioned and promised. It's unbelievable. These people, I mean, really, these people make me absolutely freaking sick when they just lie to everybody in our faces. I mean, just everybody in the room. Robert Gibbs knows that's a lie. All the press knows that's a lie. It's one of those kinds of things where the lie is known by everybody. It's all kabuki theater. And I wonder if the fact that these final health care negotiations are going to be held in secret, I wonder how you feel about that. You think it's good news or you think it's bad news? I mean, the Democrats argue, hey, it's good. We get to steamroll the Republicans by cutting them out of the entire debate process. But they're also steamrolling the American public. We don't get to see what's going on. Progressives don't get to marshal their forces to try to put pressure on any conference committee because it's all being held in private. So if you want to weigh in on that too as well, give us a call, 303-713-7600, or go to our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll go to Bill in Colorado Springs. Hey, Bill, you're on AM 760.
Hi. With respect to Ritter, I have to say, his very first action after he was elected as governor was to veto a pro-labor bill.
And just for people who are tuning in or who don't know about that, let me just give a little bit of history on that. You are referring to the Labor Peace Act. Colorado is the only state that requires a second vote to unionize your workplace. It makes it extremely difficult to unionize a workplace. And so the legislature, the Democrats in the legislature, passed a bill that, by the way, Bill Ritter said he would support as a candidate. The Colorado Democrats in the legislature passed the bill, and Governor Ritter vetoed that bill after promising to support it, and after the legislature, after his own party had passed it. So, and so, let me just let you continue. I just wanted to fill people in on what you were referring to.
Yeah, thank you, and that's helpful. I was as a serious liberal for many years. I was hopeful that we had something that could finally make some positive change in our state, and with that act, I saw that we're really stuck with a person who was focused on trying to run to business and to the center to try to solidify his position. And I was, and it did no good. If he had gotten something back for that, it would have meant something. But there's a common thread here between Ritter and Obama. They've been very busily trying to co-opt their whole term. So far, the center and the right center by sort of dealing with business on an arm's length basis and corporate interests without and giving up the common man's interests at the same time. And the point is that the right and the corporate interests will take that, but they do not reciprocate with any kind of okay, now we owe you something back.
No, there's no appease. That's right, and that's an important point. That the whole point or the whole theory behind and what you're articulating is triangulation. The whole theory behind triangulation is that Democrats can appease the forces of the right wing and the forces of corporate power in this country. And there is no appeasement. There really is zero appeasement. You look at our American history, there is not appeasement. Whatever progress has been made on economic basic core issues of economic and corporate power, it's the old Frederick Douglass quote: "Power concedes nothing without demand." And demand is actually putting it meekly. Power concedes nothing without basically a political war. And you cannot appease these people. And I do think you're absolutely right that too many Democrats, and Bill Ritter is one of them, too many Democrats think the way to political success is to try to appease the people and the interests that are at direct odds with the core progressive agenda and the core Democratic platform. You're not going to really reform health care unless you take on the insurance companies. You can't appease an industry that is all about rapacious profits off of people's sickness. It's the old, what is it? The who was it? I'm blanking now. The old quote that you can't convince a man to see your point if he's paid to see the other side of your point. And I just butchered that quote. I think it's Upton Sinclair. But it's you can. That's why triangulation never works. And I agree with you, Bill Ritter. That was part of his political equation in stomping on organized labor, and it was a huge, huge mistake. And it'll be a mistake that lives with him, and that will, I think, at least in part, impacts why his poll numbers were so weak heading into re-election. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call. Let's go to another Bill. Bill in Longmont, you're on AM 760. Hey, Bill.
Hi, David. I just can't believe that it had to do with poll numbers now. I mean, this is an eternity away. In 1988, Michael Dukakis was ahead of Bush 41 by 17 points in August.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think that this announcement last night was about Bill Ritter's weak poll numbers, right? I don't think that.
I bet a lot of people are harping on that on the other side of the spectrum. They're
yeah,
saying, well,
but
he saw the poll numbers and he just knew he couldn't win. And
no, I don't think, no, because it was so abrupt. But I do think this. It's possible that whatever Bill Ritter learned about last night or in the last 24 hours was put into, was seen through the prism of poor poll numbers. I'll put it this way. If you're a politician and you're riding high, right, you're at 60-70% in the polls, and somebody says, look, I got this stuff on you, and we're going to nail you, you might say, hey, I can weather this, right? I've got the political capital to weather this. If you're a politician and you're at 40% in the polls and you're down 8 or 9 points to your Republican challenger or your Democratic, whatever challenger, right? Somebody might say, I got some dirt on you that I'm going to come after you with. You might say, you know what? That's the death blow. So yeah, rather than go through a process where I'm going to be knocked out, I'm just going to get out now.
That's true. I think so many people are misinterpreting a lot of these poll numbers because the conservatives were against health care reform, were against Obama to begin with, and we've had it, I think, a lot more accurately. That's the base, the Democratic base, the progressive base is disillusioned, discouraged now, and just not.
And you know what? I have tried to make that point over and over again here with the polling numbers. I mean, you saw, I think it was 3 months ago, you saw a Washington Post poll that showed the biggest chunk of erosion among President Obama on the issue of health care, for instance, was on among self-described liberals and progressives.
The biggest thing I'm hearing from my progressive and liberal friends is that Obama knew how, and a lot of these people knew how to win. They didn't know how to lead.
That, you know, that's such a good point, and that's the right way of putting it. Or you could put it this way. I mean, I hear people say, well, the Democrats are proving that they don't have the courage of their convictions, that they went out and they campaigned on this populist progressive agenda, and then they got into office and they didn't have the courage to legislate that. I think there's something to that, but maybe call me cynical here, but to say that they don't have the courage of their convictions assumes that they had convictions, assumes that it wasn't all a ploy. It assumes that they were ever serious about it in the first place. I mean, I wrote a column about this, right? About, because you hear this a lot with Obama, and by the way, you hear it with the governor too. And I called it the column, the president versus candidate canard. That what you hear a lot is that, oh, look, Bill Ritter or the Democrats in Colorado or the President Obama, they campaigned on this progressive agenda. But then they got in office and they realized they couldn't pass it. And so it's just the political realities of governing. See, I don't accept that when any of these people don't, first of all, don't try. I mean, give me at least the old college try, right?
Sure, they didn't start out from a position of strength. They started out from a position of compromise with people who weren't going to compromise with them.
Exactly. And I'll give you a great example of that with Bill Ritter, right, on health care. Here's a guy who said, we're going to get to universal health care, be well on the way to universal health care in Colorado on the campaign trail. And then he within a year, he gave a speech saying, actually, we can't do that. We're not going to do that. It's like, give it the old college try. Now, the other reason I don't believe that it's all just, oh, they get into office, then they realize they can't do it, not just because they don't try, but because, look, and again, call me a crazy optimist, but if you can get elected in a state like Colorado, promising to move towards universal health care. Same way, if you can get elected president of the United States, being called a socialist, okay, promising to re-regulate Wall Street and create universal health care, if you can do that, don't tell me you can't have a good shot of passing that agenda into law if the country is behind you. Because you always get, oh, they're moving to the center. And I had a call a couple calls ago where the guy said, you know, the country's a center-right country. You can't call the country a center-right country if the country just elected this a person who you, the conservatives, are calling a socialist. It's either one or the other. Either the country's a socialist or it's not. You can't say we just elected a socialist and that means we're a center-right country. And so I think here in Colorado, that's proven out that all of the excuses as to why the Democrats haven't been more bold, I'm sorry, they just don't fly. They have the legislature, they have the governorship, they don't fly.
So how do you now motivate a Democratic base who was promised the moon and not deliver it? They're just going to say, yeah, we've heard all this before.
Well, you know what? And you know what they're banking on? They're banking on you hearing extremism from the Republicans and you saying, well, look, I got, it's the old Rahm Emanuel thing. I got nowhere else to go as a Democratic-based voter. And so whoever the Democrats put up, I've got to vote for. And that's what they're banking on. And the question will be, come 2010, whether that will be enough. I don't think it's going to be enough. I think the base could be really demoralized. And I am not, maybe in the minority here in Colorado, but I don't think, I'm not convinced yet that Ken Salazar or a John Hickenlooper is a strong candidate in a year like this, or are the kinds of candidates that can re-energize that core Democratic base. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call. What do you think? 303-713-7600. What do you think the retirement of Bill Ritter means? Do you think it's bad for Democrats? Do you think it's good for Democrats? Do you think any of the potential candidates coming forward could re-energize the Democratic base?
Schroeder for governor.
No way, man.
Come on.
No way, man.
Why not?
First and foremost, my wife would kill me.
That's a good. Well, right there, nothing else matters.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I hear politicians cite family reasons, you know, I usually don't believe it. But trust me, folks, that's one reason why I would never. One of many, by the way, one of many reasons why.
Your second biggest reason why you would never run for governor. Let's say Emily wouldn't kill you.
Because I haven't lived in Colorado long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
So there you go.
Geez. Shot me down fast. Well, I think the Colorado people like you, Dave.
Well, I appreciate that.
Let's get somebody young in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see some new blood.
Runoff's young enough.
I'd like to see some new blood. I mean, I definitely would. I mean, this is a major opportunity for not the usual cast of characters. Oh, and let me throw this out here as well, because early on we weren't getting a lot of calls about this Ritter issue. If you want to weigh in on whether the health care negotiations have been transparent enough, please do. The Democrats announcing that they're going to hold the conference committee on health care in secret, violating President Obama's promise to hold all negotiations on C-SPAN. Are you troubled by that? You can feel free to weigh in on that as well, as we also discuss the Bill Ritter issue. All of that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, there's really no traffic around the Denver metro right now. Things cleared up early. That's good for us, just in time for the snow to start flying around town. We do have some light flurries starting to fall around Denver, especially out on the west end. Foggy conditions also around the metro. High winds down south from Pueblo to the New Mexico state line along I-25. Also some patchy ice on I-70 between Georgetown and Vail. We had an early semi-rollover crash near Copper Mountain. That's still there. That's been there since about 6:30 this morning. Lane restrictions on both sides of I-70 up in that area. Very slick. Your forecast today, snow by the end of the commute. Temps are going to drop into the teens. Not much snow in this storm, though. Possible 1 to 3 inches. Our current downtown temperature, 24 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on how to do repairs around the home, maintenance that could save you from costly repairs, advice on buying and selling your home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. And as owners of Ridgemore Realty, one of Denver's premier home buyers, they'll even purchase your home if it's beyond repair. Tune in to the Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
By now, you've heard a lot about Ovation Cell Therapy and how it helps restore dry, brittle, damaged hair and the amazing results for growing your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed. But did you know that after 15 years, over 500,000 customers have never asked for their money back? Because it works.
I've been using Ovation for less than a week, but I love it already. Your website claimed people noticed a difference after a couple of days of use, and I have to agree with them. Thanks for a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types to help restore dry, brittle, thinning, or damaged hair. And it'll work for you, too. Just a simple shampoo and rinse application with no side effects. It's even safe and effective for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's unconditionally guaranteed. Log on to ovationhair.com to learn more and enter AM760 at checkout for a special offer. Grow your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer, faster. Visit ovationhair.com and remember to enter AM760 for your special offer. ovationhair.com.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
928 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Getting a lot of your instant messages. Rod writes, David, this is an opportunity for progressive Democrats. Ritter was a solid governor. I'm sorry he's not running again, but it's an opportunity to get a more progressive candidate in there. I'm not convinced that Hickenlooper or Salazar are more progressive, even though Rod seems to think he might be. And then he asks about, what about Diana DeGette? Oh, that's a good question. What about Diana DeGette? She could be a strong candidate. This is from Sam. David, I've met Governor Ritter and felt that he was nice, but never felt he was the Democrats' best candidate. Although he's tied up running for Senate, I'd like to see Andrew Romanoff as our candidate for governor. That could be interesting as well. Apparently, Romanoff has a press conference scheduled for tomorrow. I wonder what will come out of that. We'll go back to the phones now. 303-713-7600. Oh, one instant messenger. And you can always instant message us at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. It says, I owe it to the listeners to consider the Stephanie Villafuerte controversy, the controversy over whether, I guess, she or she had somebody else access that crime database back in the 2006 election. My take on that is very simple. We don't know what happened there, and until somebody proves some sort of ethical or criminal wrongdoing, I don't think it's worth speculating on. We can speculate. You can speculate and prognosticate till your face turns blue. I kind of deal in the world of facts, and I think we have to see what facts come out. And I'm less interested in why Governor Ritter is not running for re-election, and more interested in what comes out of that for the future. There's a lot of real work to be done that needs to be focused on, rather than focusing on a palace intrigue. I think people who focus on the palace intrigue aspect of this, I just think you got your focus wrong. And if you want to focus on that, there's plenty of places you can do that, but I'm interested in what this means moving forward for all the issues we care about, the environment, health care, labor rights, et cetera, et cetera. Let's go to the phones. Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM760. Hey, man.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
I enjoy your conversation today. I think the conversation you had just before the break was good with that guy. Pretty much agreed with all your points. I think Ritter's going to get that federal job of that lady, that one that you were just talking about, that Stephanie that bowed out.
You think he's going to become U.S. attorney?
And all the hassle. He burned his base down, screwed labor into the ground 3-4 different times. I remember that Labor Peace Act that you were talking about. I talked to labor people, being a labor person myself back then, and I even talked to our elected officials, and 20-some hours before he vetoed it, he told all those people that voted it in that he was going to sign it. So he backstabbed a lot of people and didn't think there was going to be any consequences. And then when there were, I think he's going to take the easy route out, and he's tired of making the low money. That's why I don't think Hickenlooper wants a job. And first of all, Hickenlooper's, to me, just like Ritter. He doesn't like labor. Salazar's almost exactly like Ritter. He's another appeaser. He's a moderate. To me, Salazar's more of a moderate Republican than he is a
Politically, I'm not convinced either of them are as strong a candidate as everybody says they are.
Not at all. And I think what you're going to see is, I think this is a deal that Bennett made, or at least was made for Bennett. I think Romanoff's going to drop out. I think he's going to run for governor. I think Perlmutter would be a good choice, too. And I think Romanoff would be a good choice. Romanoff isn't the ideal candidate. The more I got to know him, the less I cared for him, because I think he's too moderate. He gets along with Republicans way too well. To me, that's not a plus. I'm not looking for someone that's wanting to join a club. I'm looking for a fighter, somebody that wants to be progressive. And if you want to be progressive in this state, or actually this country, you've got to create some enemies. And I'm tired of these Democrats that want to have everybody be pally-wally. And it's just like John Edwards said when they were talking. It was him and Obama and Hillary debating. And when they were talking about, well, we need to talk to insurance companies or this or that, and Edwards made that statement, David, he goes, if you think you're going to go into a room, I remember you played that clip about Obama talking about these are all the people he's going to have at the table, including insurance companies. And like Edwards said, he goes, if you think you're going to sit across the table and nice these guys to death and get what you want, and move the country forward and get actually health care, get a single payer, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's never going to.
We've got to get some fighters in, and I think this is a good thing.
And I agree with you. I mean,
he was going to get beat.
It's the old point.
There's no enthusiasm, and I was at that Greeley convention too, and he just doesn't bring any. He's a poor speaker, and he doesn't bring his A game to the thing. I think him being a district attorney was a bad thing.
Well, Kevin, I got to tell you something. I hadn't heard anybody float the idea that Ritter's going to be appointed U.S. attorney. It's an interesting theory. It's definitely an interesting theory. We'll see what comes out from that, but I agree with you. I think we are learning here. All of us are learning. Again, power concedes nothing without demand. We're learning that from Obama. I think we've learned that from Ritter. I think we've learned that from the Democrats in the Colorado legislature. And I think the silver lining of this moment, and it is a dark moment in American history, is that this has been a teachable moment. Kevin, great to talk to you. Thanks for the call, man. Ralph in Colorado Springs. Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
All right. Happy New Year, man.
Happy to you, too. I'm a longtime registered Republican, but I voted for Obama. I didn't know that Barack is the Kenyan word for BS. Bought and sold. Bought by corporations, and now he's selling out his base. I was going to switch parties, but I'm staying Republican. At least my party is honestly dishonest.
You know, that there is something to that in the sense of, I do think, you know, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine from long time in politics has said, look, the danger of this moment for Democrats has always been that whether it was Obama or here in Colorado, the Colorado Democratic miracle, quote unquote, the danger has always been that they raised expectations and they made people believe in, quote unquote, hope. And the expectation, I don't think the expectations were raised unnecessarily or to levels that were unrealistic. I think the hope that we all had was that these people would at least give it the good old college try. And I think that there's a lot of folks out there who feel like the Democrats haven't given it the good old college try. And that friend of mine said, you know, the danger is that if and when Democrats don't give it the good old college try, all the people who had previously said, I'm not gonna mess with politics, I think everybody's corrupt, all the people who said, all right, I'm going to get back in one last time because I'm willing to believe, like the X-Files said, I want to believe right now. All those people who momentarily in 2008, 2006, and 2004 got back in could now say, you know what, I was duped, I was fooled, I shouldn't have been so stupid. And you will lose a generation of political activism by people who say, you know, fool me once, shame on me, on me, or fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
Quit taking my words out of my mouth. That's exactly right. Thank you for the time.
Hey, man, thanks for the call, and good talking to you, Ralph. 9:37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What do you think Bill Ritter's announcement that he's not running for re-election means for Colorado Democrats? Is it good news, bad news? How do you think Colorado Democrats can get back on their feet? Do you think John Hickenlooper and Ken Salazar, the guys being talked about for replacing Ritter at the top of the ticket, do you think they're going to be strong candidates, or do you think another candidate would be even stronger? 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. You can also instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Also, if you want to weigh in on this transparency issue, Democrats in the Congress announcing they're going to hold the final healthcare negotiations in secret. President Obama signing off on that in a meeting last night at the White House. He had promised on the campaign trail that all negotiations would not only be open to the public, but televised on C-SPAN. C-SPAN sent a letter to Congress requesting access for those meetings. That was rejected. Do you think the president and the Democrats have broken yet another promise? And if so, do you think it's good or bad? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Just a quick note to all politicians. We are rolling film and audio. So if you say anything or do anything, chances are we're going to catch it and hold you to it.
That's right. That's right. Especially right here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
That's right. So just know that we're rolling tape, politicians. Anyway, I'm fed up just like the rest of the people, Dave. Got some nasty conditions up in the high country. Had an early rollover crash. It was a semi westbound I-70 at Copper Mountain. Still really slow going there as you get through Summit County. Lane restrictions both sides of I-70. Very slick conditions up there past the ice, basically between Georgetown and Vail. Light flurries falling in Denver now. Also some foggy conditions starting to pop up. High winds in the south. It's going to be on I-25 between Pueblo and the New Mexico state line. Our forecast, slight chance of snow in the morning. Snow this afternoon, accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Our warmest temps landed before 9 o'clock. We are going to fall into the high teens this afternoon. Right now, 24 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
Need it? Ever notice your automatic response before a collision? Hitting the brakes, honking, swerving? How about after a crash? Do you call for help? If you're injured or your cell phone's out of reach, you can't. With OnStar Automatic Crash Response, built-in sensors can alert an OnStar advisor who can direct emergency help to your exact GPS location. Help is automatic, in case your response isn't. OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Oh, hey, have you seen this new show yet? It might be the best cop drama / time travel show in TV history. I would know. I have Comcast Digital Preferred. I get thousands of on-demand choices I can watch whenever I want for just $39.99 a month for 6 months. And with on-demand, you can go back and watch past episodes or even whole seasons. This weekend, I'm doing a marathon to catch up on the best celebrity-hosted talent competition ever created.
Comcast has all the things to help you do your thing, like Comcast Digital Preferred for $39.99 a month for 6 months. You get thousands of on-demand choices that you can watch whenever you want. You can pause, rewind, even start watching in one room and finish in another. That's a lot of stuff to get excited about. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com today.
Offer ends 1/21/10. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to Digital Preferred for new residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
Fresh Vacations assembled 18 travel companies on hand to help plan your next cruise or land tour. Free admission, the travel marketplace. Sunday, January 10th, 11 to 2, DoubleTree Denver Tech Center, I-25 and Orchard Road. Brought to you by Fresh Vacations.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Locations. Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on money-saving home repair, buying, and selling a home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I promised myself I'd cut back, but I made excuses like stress from work or problems at home. And then I realized just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I called the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery and got free access to their state-of-the-art alcohol recovery program. And it totally turned things around for me.
This is the Breakthrough Alcohol Recovery Program that is available anytime or any place you need it and has changed the lives of thousands with drinking problems. Get immediate free access to this advanced alcohol recovery program now. This is a limited-time offer, and your complete privacy is 100% guaranteed. Attention parents, get access to our newest and one-of-a-kind program to help prevent your kids from using drugs or alcohol. For free access, go to www.recover17.com. That's recover17.com. recover17.com. recover17.com.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to GEICO.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, getting some of your more of your instant messages. This is from Marna. Pardon me for being petty, David, but I wonder what happens to all the money Governor Ritter just raised, including a donation I just made a few days ago. That's a good question, Marna, and I guess fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, the governor gets to decide how to spend that. I mean, there are rules about how he can't just like buy himself a car, but he could keep a campaign account alive for a later race. He could return the donations. I guess all of those details are going to ultimately come out in the next few days and weeks. 303-713-7600, two topics. What do you think Governor Ritter's announcement that he's not running for re-election means for Colorado Democrats? Is it good news or bad news for Colorado Democrats? Also, feel free to weigh in on this transparency issue. Democrats saying they're going to hold the conference committee, the final negotiations over health care, in secret. President Obama signing off on that plan yesterday at the White House, a direct violation of his campaign promise. We played the clip from him making that campaign promise, saying that all health care negotiations would take place in not only in public, but on C-SPAN. In fact, Obama went as far as criticizing Hillary Clinton during the 2008 campaign, saying the reason health care reform didn't produce real reform in the early 1990s was because there was no transparency. Now the president's signing off on a plan to finalize the bill in secret behind closed doors. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Mike and Parker. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, David?
All right, man.
Hey, you know, I think it could be a good thing that Governor Ritter is dropping out if they interpret the poll numbers correctly. But my big worry is that, once again, they're going to misinterpret the poll numbers. When they see him dropping, everybody assumes that means he's losing support from somewhere in the center. And it's my position, my thought, that he's losing, he lost a lot of support from the left, from people like me. And we're seeing it again in Congress. We're seeing it with Dorgan. We're seeing it with Chris Dodd dropping out because their poll numbers are tanking, and they assume that for some reason that they need to move more to the center. And I think that's the huge mistake that Obama's making. And I think if they continue this trend, he could very easily become a one-term president. So,
I think you're absolutely, absolutely right. And I think that that President Obama is in danger of becoming a one-term president.
He's just not going to get people who supported him, who voted for him, to come out. And it won't be a case of them voting for Republicans. It'll just be a case of people saying, screw it. They're all bought and paid for, and why bother, and that's going to be it.
But again, they are banking, and I think they are here as well in Colorado. They're banking on you.
Yeah, they think they have us in their back pocket.
Well, no, they do. They think you got nowhere to go, and they think that, you'll hear a quote from Jane Norton or a leading Republican in Colorado saying something stupid, and that will motivate, that you will be motivated to vote against the Republicans more than you will be voted to motivate for the Democrats, and that will drive up trust. I just don't think that model works.
I don't either. And here's another one that nobody's talked about this morning. It's been pretty much hashed over, but Harry Reid is in terrible trouble.
He isn't. He is.
I called Harry Reid's office before the break and suggested that he do two things. Number one, he should take away Joe Lieberman's committee chairmanship. And second, he should introduce a resolution to do away with the filibuster. I said if he wanted to do two things that would improve his standing in the polls and probably guarantee his reelection, he should do those two things and stand by it. And, once again, I don't think that the people that are in Washington understand or they're misinterpreting.
Well, it's the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom in the Democratic Party for the last 30 years has been the way to win elections is to stomp on the progressive base. And there's a whole history to this, and people need to know this. And I think a lot of people do know this. What happened, it all happened after 1972. What happened after 1972 was the establishment and the conservative establishment in the Democratic Party said, look what happened in 1972. The progressives supposedly took over the party, nominated George McGovern, and George McGovern was crushed. And that means that every election subsequently means that we have to crush the progressives inside the Democratic Party in order to win elections. And that model, that analysis is entirely wrong. George McGovern lost in part because he ran one of the worst presidential campaigns in American history. And I say that with all due respect to George McGovern, who, for the most part, I think is an American hero. I don't agree with him on the Employee Free Choice Act, but I think he is a genuine American hero, a genuine progressive hero on lots of issues. And I think he lost because he ran a bad campaign. But that legacy of him losing with the revisionist history that says the way Democrats win elections after George McGovern is to crush progressives is what has crushed the Democratic Party. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Morning, how you doing?
All right, man.
You know, I thought Ritter did a bad job as Denver's DA and did a bad job as Denver's governor. I'm sure he'll go on to someplace else and do a bad job there. I think it might help out a little bit, depending on, like, the guy, the first caller before the last break, DeGette, I think, would be a good person to go after. I think our biggest problem we're having right now in this country is that our Congress has turned over to greed, just like our corporations. You know, like the one caller said, the Republicans are at least honest with you when they run. They tell you they don't care what you think. They're going to do what's going to help them out.
Well, I wouldn't say the Republicans go that far.
We're gonna help you, but
yeah, I don't say Republicans don't go that far. But what Republicans say is, look, we think the way to help you is the Republican analysis, which I think is wrong and is just it's fatally substantively flawed, but they will at least honestly argue that they think the best way to help the middle class is to help rich people and let stuff trickle down now and help big corporations and let the rest trickle down. It's a fatally flawed ideology. I don't think it works. I think in many cases it's a veneer for the same kind of greed that you're talking about. But at least when they go out there and campaign, there's no pretense about it. There's no false sense that they're trying to do anything different. I think the reason why this is such a demoralizing moment for Democrats is that when you hear your governor and your state legislators and your president and your senators campaign on these broad progressive themes, and then they get into office and they don't even try. They don't even give it the good old college try to deliver on those themes. I think that's what's really demoralizing. And in the case of Ritter, look, I think I want to be clear. I think Ritter has done in some areas a decent job. I think in the Denver Post, I think, you know, the Denver Post reported that he has done more to cover more uninsured Coloradans than any governor in 40 years. I think that's real. I think that's a real accomplishment. I don't think it's enough. He campaigned on promising to push the state towards universal health care. I think him stomping on labor was unnecessary.
I think that really killed him with
the
labor.
I think it was unnecessary. He didn't even need to do. I don't even see the political utility of him doing it. I don't think he's done a good job of defining himself. I don't think people feel like he has been a governor who has been governed himself by principles. And I think when people sense that you are wavering around in order to try to pursue political expediency, I think that's the most demoralizing thing of all. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. 9:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Really not a whole lot of traffic moving around right now this late in the morning commute. Things looking pretty good on the highways around Denver and Boulder and the turnpike in between in the 50s and 60s there. No problems coming into downtown on 25 both directions. Also, a breeze, about a 15-minute trip from I-70 to 225 or to I-25 if you're traveling on I-225 in Aurora. All right, we do have this accident in the high country, semi-rollover crash, westbound side of 70 at Copper Mountain. Been there for almost, over 3 hours now. Lane restrictions on both sides as it's very slick in the area. New crash in the surface streets around Denver, Brighton, and York. Your forecast, snow by the end of the commute, where temps going to drop into the teens. Not much snow in this storm. That's a good thing possible. 1 to 3 inches. Our current downtown temperature, 23 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've made a New Year's resolution to save money, this is a great year to shop at King Soopers. Just look for the yellow tag store-wide for weekly specials and everyday low prices. The yellow tags mean savings, and you'll find thousands store-wide. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Not eligible for the free 2-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free 2-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
9:56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tomorrow on the show, sports writer Dave Zirin on why the bowl championship series is so bad for college education and higher education. That's at 7:20 tomorrow. And Katie Redding from the Colorado Independent at 9 on a new bill that would ban the legislature from mandating insurance companies to provide you any services whatsoever. Incredible. An incredibly extremist piece of legislation. We'll have the inside scoop on that tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones now. Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave.
Hey there.
Hey, first of all, full disclosure, I'm from the Socialist Republic of Kanakistan, otherwise known as, you know, Canada.
Yeah.
But I've been down here about 10 years in Denver, and my opinion, looking at it, is first of all, I like how you really hold people accountable. It doesn't matter, you know, which side of the aisle they're on. And but Obama's, you know, it's really not even a full year yet, and he's been handed, you know, quite a large crap sandwich by the looks of things, and the way the system works, it looks like it's hard to get things done. So I think we're a little early to really know.
Well, look, I'm not making any final judgments here. But I think you can make final judgments on if there's an explicit campaign promise made and the president doesn't even try to fulfill it when there's an opportunity to, when the opportunity is there for him to make a choice of whether to try or not, then I think it's not too early to say that's not acceptable. We've had a couple examples of this. The president said he would support legislation to allow Americans to buy lower-priced prescription drugs from your homeland, from Canada, right?
Right.
He said that. Okay, the bill comes up in Congress. Okay, Mr. President, time for you to weigh in, right? He weighs in against the bill. I mean, that's
right.
What I'm saying is, you're right. Whether the economy rights itself, whether health care is ultimately fixed, we got to wait to judge that. But on specific promises in the moment that he's making a choice on, we can say that's not acceptable.
Yeah, it seems that politicians in general don't have the same, you and I have to be like men of our words if we're going to, you know, have any respect, but they just don't seem to be held to that same...
You know what, though? They haven't been held to that standard, but they can be and they should be. And that's part of what we do here on AM 760. Hey, man, thanks for the call. All right, that's the show. See you tomorrow.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, rice-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try rice-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free 2-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Need a vacation but don't have the extra money to spend? Click Bargain Watch at am760.net and then buy a $500 Skyrun Vacations gift certificate for half price. Then you can take your family to a luxury destination. Bargain Watch is brought to you by Comcast.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.